It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to Air It Out Radio. I'm Mention Fire, of course, the brown skin heifer, in case y'all don't know what it is. She's what it is. She's what it is. Welcome. Shout out to all the Air It Outers that's tuning in right now. Shout out to all y'all Air It Outers. Listen, I'm like a little crazy. I didn't even think Blog was going to act right for me just a couple minutes ago, so I'm totally in shock. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in tonight. I'm on every Monday, 10 to 1, in case y'all don't know. And y'all can always hit the website up, airitoutradio.net. And also, Air It Out Radio is also mobile now. So you should be able to go on to, you know, the Air It Out website from your phone. So before you wasn't allowed to do that. I was slipping. I know. So y'all should be able to go online and check that out and see if it doesn't do it, then let me know, all right, at the end of the day. So I always be wanting to know what's going on and catch up with everything, so stay current. So if it doesn't work, let me know, all right? I'm sure y'all will. Y'all can always hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio, Facebook, Air It Out Radio, and y'all can send some tracks in to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com, all that good stuff. And let me see, I got so much to tell y'all today. So much to tell y'all. Every week it seems like forever that I talk to y'all and I get a chance to really let y'all know what's going on. It's always some good stuff popping with Air It Out Radio, so you always got to tune in. And the people that tune into Air It Out Radio always get the first info on what's new and what's current with Air It Out Radio. You never know what I'm doing, so it's always good to stay in tune and what's going on, because sometimes I don't post everything on the actual Twitter or Facebook, so it's always good to tune in every Monday, 10 to 1, so you can see what's going on. Shout out to Tamor Beats. If y'all want to send me some beats, please, by all means, because I need them. All right, send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Burner, Machete King, all y'all, please send me some beats in if y'all want to. Or anybody else that has some beats, y'all welcome to do that. And I definitely would give you the shout out and all that good stuff. So let me see. What else I want to tell y'all really, really quick before I get into anything else. Okay. So anyway, I want to give I want to give everybody a shout out that's tuning in, especially the newbies. The newbies. Listen, if you're on the line right now and you don't know what to do, all right, make sure you are pressing 1 if you want to talk to me. All right, it's very important. I'll call your last 4 digits of your phone number. Then you know I'm talking to you. So it's very important that you press 1 for the newbies that's tuning in right now, because I know y'all tend to, you know, not press 1 and I'll be on the line and be like, fire, why you have me on hold, and da 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 da. All right, you got to press 1 if you want to talk. All right, if you want to chill and just stay on the line, that's cool too. I'm more than welcome to just entertain you. Shout out to everybody, like I said. And if you just want to tune in, that's cool. All right. So as far as, you know what, hold on. Let me see if I can do this in blog or let me do it. All right, maybe not. All right, so I wanted to cut this off really, really quick. Blog is not going to let me. All right, so anyway, if y'all want to send me some tracks, like I said, send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com. If y'all want to send me some drops, please, all right, send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com as well. Make sure it's MP3. That's all I do, MP3. I don't do no links or anything like that. All right, at the end of the day, I frisbee all the waves and all them other files, the links and all that stuff. I'm not trying to download all that. I don't have time for all that. Sorry. Anyway, so I know everybody knows what happened. Whitney Houston passed away, and, you know, I'm like a big fan of her, so I'm going to give a little moment of silence for her out of respect. So shout out to Whitney Houston. All right, Eridatos. So anyway, shout out to Whitney Houston. I was a big fan of hers, you know what I mean? Especially when I lived in California. I was a really big fan of hers when she was in all of them, when she first came out. So shout out to her. And it's a shame that, you know, she passed away and whatnot. So I'm sure everybody is going to be buying all her new stuff and whatnot. So shout out to her. And if you don't know who Whitney Houston is, please Google her. Like, you really need to be ashamed of yourself if you don't know who she is by now. So, all right, let me get into my news for right now. Shout out to everybody from that tunes in to Batcave 2.0. That's on Thursdays, 1 to 3 a.m., 91.7. We play all hip-hop there. So, Keisha, I want to know. A lot of people send me stuff with R&B. Yeah, no, it's all hip-hop. So, Keisha, I don't know. It's all hip-hop. All right, shout out to Ricky Knight and DJ Ismatic. Also, I got a new show, Official Smack Radio. That is on Saturday, 12 to 3, right? AM, 12 to 3 AM. Listen, for all the artists that want to know what this show is about, I don't know if anybody else is doing this, but I'm trying to be on some new shit. This show, y'all can perform one song on this show, one entirely show like y'all would perform at Air It Out or any other showcase. All right, so y'all live on the air performance. So y'all need y'all a TV version with the, you know, main vocals down and all that good stuff, all right? And, you know, that's how that show is. And also what I want to do is I pretty much want to have some kind of information when y'all send me some, when y'all send me y'all tracks or whatever, so I can promote y'all a little bit better. So just for an example, E-Burners.
Yeah. The 100 grand. I mean it.
See, blog, yeah, I can fuck up. For an example, E-Burners, he'll come on and I'll play a track from him and I'll just say, like, yeah, he's about to drop next week, da 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 da. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give y'all as much promotion as I possibly can on Official Smack Radio. And like I said, as far as I know, it'd be the only radio show that you can perform an actual song live on the air. That's Saturday, 12 to 3 on 91.7 WKDU.org. If y'all want to know more information, please go to my website and y'all can see the Official Smack logo and just link on there. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. All right, and then I'll give you more info on that. Anything that y'all miss, y'all can always go to my website. All right, everything is right there. Okay, also, the Rockin' Jock basketball game. Shout out to Miss Hustle. I'll be doing that with her. All right. And that is at James L. Wright Recreational Center, 3320 Harvard Ford, Philadelphia, PA. That's from 3 to 6. All right. I need players. I need performers. If you want to perform, all I need y'all to do is to tweet to 15 people. I don't want no money for y'all to perform, okay? Or enter. I just want y'all to tweet. I'm into my promo badge. All I want y'all to do is to promote my daggone show, all right? Promote my shit, as they say. All right? So what y'all have to do is y'all have to get on Twitter, and y'all have to basically say, I want to perform, you know, I want to open up or whatever the case is, for the Rock and Jock basketball game. And make sure you include me in the tweet, and I want you to push that to 15 people. And that's how you enter, all right? I'm all in my promotional bag. I need the following, and I'm trying to, you know, get as much publicity as I can for the show. So that's what you need to do. Also, Air It Out mixtape competition receives none. Shout out to E. Burners for the intro, and kind of inspired by that. So competition, we sees none. Also, the same thing. You just have to promote the Twitter, through Twitter, and you have to promote competition, we sees none. And I'll tweet what you have to have in that. Make sure y'all pay attention to the Twitter. You have to have mine and DJ Wait a Minute and also Caesar. He'll be in the tweet. So all three of those have to be in the tweet. So I figure like this, if it's 15, just say if a regular mixtape is like $15, I figure that y'all can promote to 15 people, so that's a fair trade, all right, and you get a pick and a cover, I mean, a track and the cover, all right, automatically, y'all don't have to pay nothing, all y'all got to do is fucking tweet, all right, so shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I'm not going to talk too much, I talked for like 12 minutes, I know y'all mad, but at the end of the day, I got to get all this news out. Last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you, make sure y'all speak up loud and clear and all that good stuff, and, I'm going to try to get to some of these lines, more than 10 to 1. I'm going to check fire. 2641. Woo-hoo!
Right.
You know what?
It's E-Burners. Yeah, what's going on, people?
E-Burners. How you manage to get number one?
Oh, man, because I'm in the studio now, so I was clocking it.
You was clocking it. Well, let me tell you the topic because I really didn't push it yet. The topic tonight is, you know, I don't know if any of y'all got any of my, I'm sure y'all did, got my text or whatever. Coco Ice-T's wife, you know, she was found sleeping with her nephew in the bed, and somebody took a picture of it, and it's been all over the net, and I've been pushing a little bit more. I know she's probably mad at me. But what is your opinion on that? Is it okay for somebody to sleep naked with a kid? In the bed that's not yours. Yeah, she was butt naked.
Hell no.
So that's why you sleep naked with your kid.
No, like, who would want to sleep naked with their kid? Like, no.
No, it's not her kid. It's not her kid. It's somebody else. It's her nephew.
Like, if it was her kid, it's still no. Like, who sleeps naked with their kid in the bed next to him? Like, no. I know some people be butt naked. They might have a daughter. Like, I mean, but I'm not sleeping in the bed naked and my son in the bed next to me. Nah. And, you know, Mike Jackson charges or something. Like, nah, I'm all right.
And it made it so bad. Her titty was, like, right. It was kind of close to his mouth. Like, what if he accidentally popped it in his mouth or whatever?
Yeah, titty in the baby's mouth.
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, kids' instance as a, you know, he's a little baby, so you never know. You might be like, oh, it's mine. So you never know, but the titty was right by his, like, head.
Maybe she was high or something. Mm-hmm.
Nah, she said, listen, in her defense, she said that she sleeps naked, and, you know, it's natural to sleep naked, which I sleep naked at the end of the day, but I ain't sleeping naked with my daughter.
You sleep naked, but you ain't told that a baby right near it. Have at least a cover, like, blocking the baby from your naked-ass body, but,
Women,
a lot of women sleep naked, like a lot of men sleep, if a lot of men sleep naked, I question your manhood, but, you know, it is what
right.
it is.
What's wrong with sleeping naked? That's easy access.
Yeah, if you're next to your woman, not if you're next to no damn kid.
All right.
You
so,
all slapping the kid in the head. What the hell is that? Nah, I'm cool.
Right? Nah, I'm cool. All right, so what you got going on?
The Cuddy Files Volume 2 drops tomorrow on Valentine's Day for the ladies. That's featuring all E-Burners songs that I did for the ladies. No hardcore, nothing, just all, like, radio-friendly songs for the women. So that's dropping tomorrow. I'm presently working on my second album called Money Well Invested, which will be dropping in June. We have Wood G's dropping in May. We have Brel Cavazier dropping in July. So you're getting 3 full-length albums from Team Heat. All produced by me and Jizzy Wonder. So, you know, Mad Global. Huh?
I said, Jizzy, goddamn it. Is that his drop? That's his drop?
Yeah, that's, okay. Yeah, that's his twist right there. Mm-hmm, Jizzy. He got that. So, yeah, we got a bunch of stuff in the works right now. We'll be at the Batcave at what's that, Black and Noble?
March 17th, yes, Black and
Noble. All the Team Heat will be in the building performing.
You say that every time.
I'll be there. This is not new. Now everything is a go. So nobody else is on punishment. We moving.
Oh, okay.
So
talking about punishment.
I got some stuff that works with the Die and. It's a bunch of people. I'm producing Dollface Bunny new mix CD that's dropping soon. All the tracks I'm going to produce myself.
Okay.
A tour. I'll be in Atlanta March 29th. That'll be the start of it. Then it's like a whole bunch of extra dates after. There's nothing really close to Philly, so it's all like out-of-state stuff, so I'll keep y'all posted on the date just in case somebody might be out of town at the time. So, but my first date is March 29th, and that's in Atlanta. So, you know, just move. Major moves.
Major moves. Okay.
Set me on EP. Get that Jizzy Wonder. You know what I mean? Hit him up on SoundCloud. www.soundclick.com/JizzyWonder, and he got a bunch of beats on there that y'all can check out. Y'all can check us out on www.itsmyurl.com/onlyoneeburners. You get all my information, all my mix CDs, and the stuff I'm on, and everything. I'm on the cover of Social Therapy magazine. Check that out. It got an interview about my album, my team, and all that. And that's about it. We busy. Like, it's so much stuff to name, but we ain't got too much time. So we just busy. A bunch of collabos on the way with people from Air It Out and just Philly and different cities that I linked with. So just be on the lookout for E-Burners, Team Heat, Jizzy Wonder, et cetera, et cetera.
Alright. You wanna
spit
something for us tonight? Y'all always welcome to spit
something. I ain't got no bars. I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay. You can't resist it. It's like a little drug too. You can't resist it.
Oh, me, I can't resist it. You absolutely right. That's a drug.
You like what? You want me to spit? Okay. So go ahead, kick it off, bro.
Alright, I got something. Another year of speculation. Only stopped. Ever since the board drop, he been spitting it hot, huh? Fire, flames, and match the propane. Been working out, called up to the pro game. LeBron with the rock, Kobe in the clutch. A shooter like Durant, Blake Griffin when I dunk. Dunk, I mean deliver, Ciroc in the liver. Always been a giver, but now I'm finna take mine. Break line missing, this train won't stop. Not Denzel or Eddie Pine, hawk this watch. Cropping out the haters, something like the greatest. Ali, Jordan, Barry, he favors. No neighbors when you're G on penthouse. A year ago, I was stretched out on Jizz couch, down on my luck, missing my children, chasing the buck when I dreamed about millions. No direction in pursuit of perfection, not Lexus, reckless, but kept on stepping. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Eat burners, bitch.
No.
Okay. You want to give them your info and all that good stuff where they can reach you?
They got the info. Just get at me. Eat burners. Yeah. We'll be getting into
you got the info.
I said the info.
Okay.
I said the info. My URL.
Who are you yelling at? All right.
Get at me on Twitter, at eBurners, man. Follow me, I'll follow you back, man. We keep in touch that way, man.
And that's with an NAS. That's with an NAS, y'all.
Yes.
All
right. No flashes, just one word.
No flashes. Okay.
And we getting into me and the Die song featuring eBurners.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah, you
I'm
got
good.
It.
I'm ready. No, I'm ready out. Like, oh, snip.
Got it. No.
I got it. You right. I got it in here somewhere. But,
I got the
email. You got what?
I got the email saying you got it. So I know you got it.
How you know? I probably didn't put it in here at the end of the day.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. You know how blog be acting up. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all can always hit the website up at air.radio.net, and y'all can hit us at 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody on Facebook and Twitter that's hitting me up. I'm going to give y'all a couple shout-outs in a couple minutes after the song is off or whatever the case is. But you got anything else you want to let everybody know about before we get into that in a hot minute?
Let everybody know. Support Fire at everything she do. All she doing is looking out for y'all for free. She's not charging y'all. So at the end of the day, help her, help you. So.
Yeah, I like that. Help her, help you.
Yeah, help her, help you.
How long you been on Air It Out?
I don't know. It's been like a year and change.
No, it's been longer than that.
How long you been on Air It Out?
I've been on Air It Out for like 2.5 years. That's what I'm saying. I know.
We've got two in probably, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was there. I've seen the people leave and go.
Leave and go, exactly. All right, go ahead and introduce that joint for me.
This is I'm Coming from the Die featuring the one and only EBURNAS. Get at us. We coming. Ah.
I'm coming, I'm letting all these bitches know. I'm not too typical, so don't be waiting for the punchline. When I come through, they got the lift to say it's crunch time. So the fuck what? She got bars, I got a bunch fine. Then the saga returns and they don't want to rhyme. I make the broad so mad they want to get a man. Ain't my fault, your bird ain't a go get a man. We can get it, crack a day, break a letter, man. Try to walk away and say you won't forget a man. Now we both know that shit ain't true. Let a thing go, that shit ain't you. Since 99, because my rhymes up in the kitchen. Die is so bitchin', bang is just itching. Because we both live for a stiff competition. I let you go first and do your Barbie rendition while your man sit back and get around by my wordplay. Warm by my words, then I hear the crowd say, I'm letting all these bitches know.
Yo, the way the clock tick, the way I bomb shit, Osama with the rhymes, catch me in the cockpit, the Glock spit, I'm spitting all just balls, foreign calls, I'm such a hood star, 88 swag, been nice, think twice, I'm the reason they don't give a fuck about life, like who this young nigga, spitting like a Cali, cold let it go, I'm rap, pet rally, bringing the heat, me sweet, well win, ill with the pen, motherfucker, try again, check my last move, I really smash fools, I play for keeps, niggas only cash rules, been there, done that, y'all ain't having fun yet, before the clouds come, mind blow a sunset, get like us. It ain't hard to try. Eat burners in the dark, kiss your ass goodbye.
I'm coming. I'm letting all these bitches know.
I said it ain't nobody better that got it together. Turn them trans rhymes into treasure for your listening pleasure. Cause I will body every lyric and president spirit. Tune that bitch up, I'm a spirit. So the west side of here, you should've listened when they told you they want you. She scorn you, damn shame, now they gon' warn you. Cause the flow is now torn you. Get the bunnies, nigga, faster than the next man. Link with Bernie, yo, we hit you on the text, man. Everybody watch close, cause now they got the fever. And the bros that love to hate have now become believers. The new growing pains, I call them Mike Stevers. In a league of my own, like the rail breathers. No woman's round here for sure, straight elimination. Like Sayonara, I'm leaving.
for suffer major complications. Ignore the warnings that failures can surely be my future. Go ahead and sip your rosé, cause that's the life of the future.
I'm coming.
I'm letting all these bitches know.
I'm coming.
Yo, they want me to leave, but I ain't going nowhere. Not this year, that year, a whole different class year. Ears to the street, my mind on the mainstream. Wall Street bars, my flow feed the crack things. No more dreams, I'm living this life. Took a crack at the dice and I rolled seven twice. The price of fame, similar to the crack game. Cause when you sell out, everybody know your name. If your pack don't move, your block don't pop, and the shell start to drop, that's what you call hot. Not get the picture, your dogs don't make you sick. I'm a threat, I maneuver the field like Michael Vick. Take your bitch, the rookie or the vet, nigga, please. Employee, don't get put on your ass like Ortiz. Still will squeeze the 40 cal with ease. I had your main chick giving nice work on the knees.
I'm coming.
I'm letting all these kids know.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh, we are. Oh, we are. Oh, we are. Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are.
You know what? I dropped the one to work for me for some reason. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Blasey making me go through it. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to E-Burners and the Die. The Die always puts it down. I'm trying to tell you, like, oh, I just get chills when I fucking hear her. Like, shout out to the Die. Tuning in right now. If y'all want to hit her up, make sure y'all go to, let me give y'all her her Twitter in case y'all want to fuck with her. I am the Die. Alright, so hit her up on Twitter if y'all want to collab with her. I always love it when the females come on and they, you know, spread the love on my show. Anyway, shout out to Big Seven. He wants to comment on the show via text. He says that she's freaky. So, and also Pain216, he says that it's not cool. Also, Whippy still standing William, he says that I know the chicks always walking around naked in front of the kids. I know that shit is disgusting. So at the end of the day, you know, and they don't have a father figure. All right, so, and definitely a mental thing. All right, the Die says, ew, that's sick. Shout out to everybody that's hit me up via Twitter. Also, JMar215, Gotti, STEM215, Giz Royalist, and Predators Ball. Shout out to Predators Ball. And he says that he's not with it and devoted Nitty also. So, like I say, hit up the line 347-677-1163. I call your last 4 digits of your phone number. If y'all want to talk, make sure y'all press 1 at the end of the day, because if you're not, I won't be able to come to you, all right? Air It Out Mixtape competition, we see none. Make sure if y'all want to enter, y'all tweet Air It Out Radio, DJ Wait A Minute, and C knows I'm not going to try to say his fucking name. So at the end of the day, y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter. Y'all got to have all three of our Twitters in this link, okay, at the end of the day, on the tweet, I'm sorry. You got to send it out to 15 people. That's equal to $15, all right? It's really nothing. All you got to do is promote, okay? Competition, we see none. And then put the three Twitter names in there. And I'm going to tweet it after the show so y'all could get that. And if you want to do the rock and jock, I'm looking for some basketball players, also some people to perform. So if y'all interested in that, you got to do the same thing, rock and jock. And put Air It Out Radio in here and just leave it like that. And play, put whatever you want to do if you want to perform or you want to play on a team or whatever. So that's what I'm looking for. Hit me up, Air It Out Radio, Facebook or Twitter, right? At the end of the day, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Y'all have to bear with me because I know Blog acts a little funky sometimes. And like I said, make sure y'all press 1. And last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Like Ebernus was telling y'all, back in 2.0, we having the thing at Black and Nobel. That's March 17th, which I totally forgot to tell y'all. I got so many things going on. March 17th at Black and Nobel, all right, from 7 to 9. And y'all can perform one song over there. I have picks. I got Comcast coming there, too, another friend of mine. It was Comcast, they're going to be there. These some new guys that's trying to get themselves out there a little bit more. And you never know who's coming. Also, let me give y'all a real quick shout out to Microphone, Microphone, Criminal. All right, he has a show before mine. Make sure y'all check him out next Monday from 7 to 9:30. I know a couple people already went on there, so make sure y'all check him out, Microphone Criminal. And he's from the 7 to 9:30. Also, my girl Chrissy Chris, she has a show called Critical Radio. That's from 11 to 2. I'm gonna post it on my Twitter, so y'all can you know, fuck with them whenever y'all get a chance. All right, I'm gonna hit up the line a little bit more, see what's going on. 3607, Air Out Radio.
Yo, what's good, Fire?
What's good?
Your boy Jay Moore. Jay Moore in the building, you know?
You ain't in the building, man. Y'all be killing me with that. I wish I was in the building. That'd be hot. So what's going on with you, Jay Moore? How are you?
I'm chilling, you know? I'm chilling.
Okay. Well, I got to ask you this topic. I know that's right.
I'm already going to answer that shit. It's crazy, you know? Okay. And I'm going to be like, nope. That shit ain't all right. She need to be thrown in jail. Real
damn.
Tough.
You going to give her the slammer?
Hell yeah, yo.
Huh?
It all. Matter of fact, that's incest plus is
damn.
considered. What's it called? Endangering the welfare of a child. So yeah,
wow.
I was going to
you want
to
go that far with it?
Hell yeah! You naked in the bed with a kid? Like, come on, you sis. She gotta get something done to her.
You said endangering the child. Well, I don't know about endangering the child. Like, what is she doing harmful to him?
You never know. That kid could grow up to be gay. You never know.
I hope he don't grow up to be gay with all them big ass titties that she got. So
my point exactly. That's supposed to be what his aunt.
You think he's gonna get, you know, petrified by this? You know, he's gonna be traumatized by this the situation.
I would think so. I would really think so. Not saying that she ain't good looking, but at the same time, that's your nephew, and that's a kid. At the same time, why would you be sleeping in the bed naked with a kid, and that's your nephew?
Right. Yeah.
Anybody else
can
go to jail for that?
Yeah. That's true. All right, so what you got going on music-wise?
Same stuff.
Same stuff. You can cuss on this show.
Oh, I ain't know if we can cuss or not, but the same
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
just internet.
Track.
There you go.
I'm about to release a new track, Up Close and Personal. It's a club joint. It got that love in the club kind of feeling to it. So, but it's an upbeat track. So
the love in the club?
Yeah, Usher's Love in the Club's got that feel to it, but
okay.
Wait till you hear it. Wait till I release that joint.
I only got one joint. What other one I got?
Welcome to my show and Come Here, Sexy Lady.
Let me see if I got Come Here, Sexy Lady. I don't know about that one.
That was the first one I sent you. That was the first
Did
one
you?
I ever sent you. You played it already.
Did I? Oh, yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. Which one you going into tonight so I can get to it before you even
Welcome to my show.
Okay.
I heard you say that little comment after you played it last week. Got a little swagger to it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy listening to it at the end of the day like everybody else. Because people always try to get me to listen to it before, and I'd be like, no, I want to listen to it with everybody else, so I don't be wanting to listen to it early.
I
want to
give a quick shout out real quick, though.
Go ahead, give me a shout out, bitch.
Day of my anniversary, my fiance, you know, she got engaged and everything, so I just want to give a shout out to her. Adrian, I love you, you know.
Oh, that was so sweet. Shout out to Jen. What's her name, Jen, you said?
Adrian,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, shout out to Adrian. What you going through for Valentine's Day?
It's a surprise. She's listening right now, so.
Oh, she is? Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if I told you. Surprise.
Yes, you would know. All right. Well, I hope it's something good.
I'm a chef, so she might get a little romantic dinner. You know?
Okay. It's not going to be the simple flowers and chocolate, is it? Like,
no,
you know, we can afford with that. Okay.
No, I'm not no simple nigga.
Yeah, y'all do gotta step y'all game up with the Valentine's.
I'm an R&B singer.
You know.
Come on.
What that mean?
Like, come on.
What does that mean?
If I want to make it romantic, I'm gonna cook her a dinner. I'm gonna sing her a song. You know?
Oh,
like, come on. I know how to make it romantic. Let's do it.
All right. Adrian, let me know how that turned out, okay, sweetheart. She got her own song on my second album. Do she? Okay. Yeah. All right. So she know what the deal is. She know what the deal is. All right, you gotta step it up with more than just a song though, fellas, okay? Step it up with more than just a song, because that's not gonna work all the time.
Oh, see the rock on her finger. Then you see, then you.
Yeah, there you go.
Step it up.
There you go.
Rock on her finger.
Look, he giving it away already. Okay. All right. So what you got going on music wise? What else you got? You got any performances? What?
The 16th, so Clock Rock, like I said last week, up in Allentown. That's about it right now. I'm working on the second album. Trying to finish that up. Then. You know, to get back to the performing.
Okay.
I'm gonna get all my focus into my second album. You know, I want this second album to be fire. So
fire.
I want to give it all my attention.
You gonna give all your attention? All right.
Yeah.
So why you ain't send no tracks over to my new show, Official Smack Radio, yet? I'm getting on everybody, so y'all better prepare for y'all answer when I come to you. What's your excuse, buddy?
I'm gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't had time. I'll send it over right after the show. I'm going to
there you go.
I'm gonna send it right over after the show.
Make sure it's clean. Okay?
It's going to be clean. It's not like walking to my show.
There you go. Listen, my show is fine. It's just, you know, you got to have it clean. That's all. At the end of the day. So, what else is on? Okay, so go ahead and give me info. Are you going to kick anything for us tonight?
Oh, also, as well, I want to let everybody know, me and my team is working out a thing where we're going to be doing websites for people. Like, the first three or four are going to be free. So if you're interested, you can hit me up on my email. That's the life of me, LYFE, not LIFE, @gmail.com. Also, my personal website, thelifeofme.com. That's also LYFE. ReverbNation.com/JMoreMusic, Facebook fan page, /The Life of Me album. What else? What do I have? SoundCloud/JMoreMusic. That's about it.
You sound like you need
my Twitter.
And
my Twitter. And my Twitter. At Twitter, JMore_music. So hit me up. Also, we got the PR section. Also, we got the featured artist section on my website. So if you want to be featured on the website, hit me up. Give me your information, bio, two songs, and two pictures, and you'll be featured on the website. No charge.
Great.
Like I said last week, just looking to give back, you know. So.
All right, listen, what you need to do is, because for everybody that didn't tune in like in the beginning of the show, maybe you should hit me up on Twitter and post it there in a tweet, and so I can retweet everything you can. You know, it'd be a lot easier for y'all. If y'all want, you know, anything that y'all got, just please tweet me so I can retweet it so everybody can get it, because not everybody listens in the beginning of the show. So, all right,
most definitely.
Yeah, that way they can get it too for the people that missed it or they didn't get all the info. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, are you going to kick any 16 for me tonight?
I'll give you a little something.
Come on now. There you go. Work with a bitch. Work
have
with a
bitch. You ever had someone to say they will never leave your side? No matter what, they will always be right there. Then one day she ups and leaves with no excuses. But she said, you ain't the one for me. Hey, what must it be? This girl I find is not for me. Yeah, I pray for love.
Somebody getting some ass tonight. Go get it. Jaymore, motherfucker. Somebody is getting some ass tonight. Somebody getting some ass. All right, give them your info one more time so they can get there and we're going to get into your track.
The feature artist section, lifeforme.com, is LYFE.com. Twitter, JMore _ music. Reverb Nation, JMore Music. And SoundCloud, JMore Music as well. And my Facebook fan page, Life of Me album. So make sure y'all hit me up.
All right, we're going to get into that track. Go ahead and introduce the fan base.
This is Welcome to My Show, my newest single on my second album, Tales of a Man. Enjoy.
There it is. Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out that website, airitoutradio.net. And we're going to get into that track. This block lets me. Air It Out Radio. Listen, 347-677-1163 for those that do not know. And shout out to all the people that are tuning in tonight as well. You got anything else you want to give them really, really quick? In case you forgot, give me a shout out really quick.
I want to give a shout out to Jay Payne from Mega Bucket Studio, Mega Book Studios. Also, Milk Boy Studios. Again, my fiance, Adrian. Shout out
Adrian.
To Fire. Shout out to Fire and Air It Out Radio. All day, yo.
You gotta come to our event. You gotta come out to one of the events.
March 17th, right?
You coming?
You asked me last week. I told you I was going to hit it up.
All right, but you know people be saying they're going to come out all the time, and then they're going So definitely make sure you be there so we can get a chance to see, you know, what you're working with at the end of the day.
Right.
And you definitely got to come to an Air It Out event, too, like the Air It Out Villa tour. You know, I'm working on that right now as we speak. So I really want to do another one in Jersey, and do one in Jersey. So I catch your, y'all can catch your bus, we go on a bus ride or whatever. But I'm trying to work that out and see which one is more convenient for everybody.
Okay, bet. I'll be checking you out on Facebook and Twitter. So I'll be looking at you when you do your little tweets and stuff about the Air It Out event. So whenever I can make one, I'll get down there.
Where are you at again?
I'll be in Norristown, yo. I live in Norristown.
Oh, you ain't sound like you're far away.
No, because
really far away.
It all depends what day it is. Like, if it's on the weekend,
it's always
my day
on
is
the
in the studio. So.
Well, yeah, it's always on the weekend. So definitely, you know, make sure you schedule that. But you'll have enough time to, you know, get into that. All right, we're going to try to get into this track and see what he had been, you know, Blog be acting a heck up, as always. So please bear with me, y'all. I just missed it. So go ahead and try to introduce that joint for me one more time.
This is Welcome to My Show, the newest single from my second album, Tales of a Man, coming in November. Check it out. Hope y'all enjoy.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And all that good stuff. Shout out to Adrian. You know, all that good stuff. Make this vlog back in the fuck up. There we go.
Welcome to my show.
Adrian!
Can I be your freak for the night? I promise I do your body right.
Do you ride all night? Welcome to come to my show. I do you right, I kiss you right. Can I be your friend for the night? Welcome to my show. Be your free for the night. Baby, let me kiss you up and down. I wanna do it all night. You're looking so sexy, girl. I can't keep my eyes off of you. You look so damn good. So bad, light brown eyes. I'm taking you home for the night. Do you, right like no other guy? Welcome to my show.
Welcome to my show.
Can I be your freak for the night?
Can I be your freak?
I touch you right, I kiss you right, I do it right all night. Welcome to my show.
Welcome to my show.
Welcome to my show. From your neck to your belly ring, whipped cream all night. I'll put you to sleep for the night.
All night.
Makeup will start over again.
Doing
all night till the break of dawn. So welcome to my show. Welcome to my show. Welcome to my show, girl.
Welcome to my show.
Can I be your freak for the night? I touch you right, I kiss you right, I do it all night, girl. Just welcome to my show.
Welcome to my show.
Welcome to my show. Can I be your freak for the night? I touch you right, I do you right, girl. Welcome to my show.
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 From my legs to my head. Got a thing, I can't help
but. You know what, I'm a smack blog right up beside the motherfucking head. Anyway, welcome to my show. Is That Shit Fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1166. Shout out to Jay Moore. I like that joint. Welcome to my show. You know, he's a little nasty right there. You know, I can get into that type of stuff. Hit up the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody just tuning in so far. And make sure you pass the line if you want to talk. And shout out to E Burners. Make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter. He needs to hit me up on Twitter so that people can follow him. Y'all gotta hit me up on Twitter so I can retweet y'all so people can see that y'all came on and I can show y'all some love at the end of the day. Shout out to the guy. And everybody else that hit me up on Facebook and Twitter at the end of the day. If y'all don't know, I'm on Back in 2.0 on Thursday night, 1 to 3, with Ricky Knight. And
from my legs to my head, she got a thing.
You know what?
I can't help but stare at a frame.
I'm going to really fuck God the fuck up. Real talk. They need to give me back my fucking money at the end of the day. This is why I'm going to get rid of them. I'm just so anxious to get rid of them. So anyway,
from my legs to my head, she got a thing. Can't help but stare at a frame.
I guess Jay Rosé won't leave me alone. Next time he comes on, I'm just going to let him do his little drop because he won't leave me alone. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's dealing with my madness today. Anyway, like I was saying, Ricky Knight and me and DJ Ismatic will be on Backstage 2.0 on Thursday, 1 to 3, and official Smash Radio Saturday from 12 to 3 on 91.7 WKU.org. And if y'all want to send me some tracks over there, y'all can send us it's officialsmackradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. And, you know, give me a little info on what y'all got going on so I can give you some promo during the show. Like if you got a, you know, a mixtape or a CD coming out, make sure y'all include all that in here. And I'll try to give you some shout out and some more promo on the air. That show consists of, if y'all want to be a guest on that show, you can perform one track on the ear, all right? One track on the ear, like you would perform at a regular event, right? An Air It Out event, okay? So I don't know any other shows that's doing that, but this is what this show consists of. So my next guest is Sheena Greer. Last week we had to cancel because we didn't know how the snow was going to be or the weather was going to be, so they actually canceled the station. So apologize for that, but this week is definitely on and popping. Like I said, Saturday 12 to 3. I'm very excited about this show because, like I said, artists can perform. So if you mess up, there's no going back and take it back. And no, you're going straight through. If you mess up, then it is what it is. All right. So if you like performing, this is one of those shows that, you know, you actually want to be on because it's live on the air, it's raw, uncut, and I love it. So Official Smack Radio, y'all can hit me up on Twitter if y'all want to, at U, the letter U, Ben Smacked, with E-D at the end, all right? So U, Ben Smacked. I know that's kind of ghetto, but you wouldn't let me do Official Radio because it was too much, you know, too many letters in there. So, like I said, competition receives none. If y'all want to do that, I'm going to tweet the information that y'all need to do that with. And like I said, you got to tweet it to 15 people. Equaling $15, so actually it's free. All you got to really do is just pretty much tweet the information, okay, at the end of the day. Shout out to eBurners for giving me that promo right there, you know, fire gives you stuff for free, blah, blah, blah. So shout out to him for that, which is definitely true. There's a lot of things that I do for free, all right? And then there's some things that you have to pay for, so at the end of the day, I try to make it free, but I just be wanting my promo. That's all I really, really, really honestly be wanting. All right, the Rock and Jock basketball game with me and Ms. Hustle. That'll be at the James L. Wright Recreational Center. All right, that'll be from 3 to 6. I need some players. I need some performers. And I'm going to tweet the information. So please, you know, pay attention to that for more details. If you want, like I said, you got to just tweet the info and you'll be good to go. All right, I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. 3143. Tonight's topic is, is it cool for somebody to sleep naked with kids? 31, 43.
Hell no. Hell no, it's not. Damn it.
Hell no. You said damn it.
Nah, but, you know, certain, I don't know, probably, I don't know, I don't think it's acceptable at all, really. You know, people just do it. I know people that do it.
Right.
The kids just damn near grown. Just,
they sleep
like,
with their grown,
you know,
kids?
Not even saying grown. I say about.
Oh, I thought you said grown. Well, that's
yeah,
still
that's
like.
Damn there.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
still
kind of
like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even saying sleeping, nigga. Just walking around naked.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Just
listen, if I walk
around
naked, my daughter be like, ew, mom. My daughter be
yeah,
like, I don't want to see that. She do not want to see all that. She is raw and uncut, so she don't be trying to eat all that. So,
crazy.
Huh?
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
What you got going on music-wise?
Oh, what I got going on, doing this mixtape, 30,000 Feet Up, and I already got Black Cancer on it, so I'm like,
exactly,
you know, trying to get some more collabs. I'm not going to have too many because when people make projects, it is all about them, you know, so I don't want to, you know, flood it with too many collabs, but I just got Zadai's email, so I'm gonna be sending her something soon. And I'm gonna send a challenge for her, you know. You know,
uh-oh.
I definitely like it now. So I'm it's gonna be a real nice different type track, and then everything I'm doing on it is sounds like an album, you know, like I got some original beats and I got some, you know, industry joints. And some of the industry joints, you know, people probably never even heard of. With a lot of them, a couple of them I didn't even hear of. So, you know, I'm doing some real different things to it. So shout out to Machete King, because I'm going to go there this weekend to the headquarters and, you know, knock a couple of those tracks out. So I'll be done the project by late March. I'm going to take my time on it, get my features out the way, and just make sure, you know, everything is perfect on it, because, like, this is going to be the beginning. Oh, yeah, and I'm definitely going to perform something new at the Rockin' Jock. I definitely need to be there, you know, so I'm definitely excited about that. But, yeah, what was the address on there, on that?
For the Rockin' Jock?
Yeah.
The Rockin' Jock is at, it's at 3320 Harvard Ford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the affiliate? I have no idea what part of Philly it is. I mean, you know, I don't know the breakdown of Northeast, Southwest.
Well, you need to get that.
I know everybody gets on me about that, but I have no idea. I can't help you there in that department. So, that's from 3 to 6. You know, I try to have it during the day, so, you know, there don't be a lot of riff-raff going on, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I don't need that.
Yeah.
But, but other than that, I'm just trying to just get this mixtape together and write. Then I can start performing these things. Just shout out to everybody, you know, pushing to get their project done for this summer, because it's gonna be a nice summer. And everything that you're doing is just going to help tell us, you know? So I'm definitely very appreciative
of
that, you know?
Of course. Before you start talking and, you know, so I can get myself ready?
What's the joint? I forgot. What joint I wanted to.
Yeah, I forgot.
We'll do the Team Cashmere joint.
You know what, smack is coming your way. You know what, Cash? I have not heard you spit in a while. You want to spit something?
Yeah. All right. I'm about my business, so why you bullshitting? You're a hypocrite, so why you pulpiting? I turn a cold shoulder. That's how real it's getting. Hold up, that's how real it's getting. See, I'm fucking up. I ain't fuck up on the real radio. I'm fucking up on the job. You know what I mean? Ain't that some shit?
You know what?
Hold up.
He said, hold up.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm on my track.
Okay, you're good. God
yeah.
Damn, baby. Give us your info on that good stuff so I can reach you.
Yeah. Reach me at it's myurl.com/Cashmere. Everything is on there, my whole presence. If you're definitely trying to collab with me, yeah. I mean, matter of fact, I'm trying to get an Ebonus guy, for a collab. Hit me up if you get when you hear this, man. But hit me up. It's myurl.com/Cashmere. Everything is on there. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Hit me up. And I'm a real cool dude, so, you know, I'll knock a verse out whenever, all right? Let me know.
You damn a real cool dude. All right, we're going to get into that scene, Cashmere. Thank you for calling in, babe.
Yeah.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club, I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good, okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Casimir. Yeah, I got that swagger on autopilot.
Uh-huh.
I like my women sick.
Uh-huh.
Check you at low mileage.
Yep.
I give it to them good.
Yep.
So good they tweet about it.
Yep.
And that's music to my eyes when I read about it. I get it poppin', baby. You should come and see about it. Sex with Casimir, yeah, that should be a trending topic. His little haters and Twitter watching, they need to stop it.
Uh-huh.
It's obvious that they can't do this because they ain't got it. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club, I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Casimir. How you doing, mama? A sexy caramel. She retweeted,
I'm fine.
LOL. I know she got a man,
uh-huh.
But she dig my style.
Uh-huh.
I dig her personnel and profile picture. Wow. I got a fetish for them rocker girls with attitudes. Belly pierced tattoos. Country girls batting rules. I give a mention from my LA to Philly crew. I love the ladies and don't forget, I tweet for you. Yeah, now what it do with the Philly print?
Yep.
Can't match me.
Nope.
That's a fingerprint.
Uh-huh.
Ladies love C. That's cool me. And if we betting sex, then put it on me. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club, I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay, baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Casimir. Yes, pound double F.
Yeah.
Follow Friday, get them wet. Baby, that's my specialty. Hold on tight, you would think you left. Up into the stars, babe. We'll just call you Virgo.
Yeah.
Feeling like your first time with me. Now we just wear the scope. It was that you loving him more than when you fucking him. Once you lure him in with the snapper, then you'll be stuck with him. Nah, not likely.
Nope.
You can't be wifey.
Yeah.
But when I log in, lick my page, you should like me. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club, I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Casimir.
Airdot Radio with Cedric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. And that was on the line. All that good stuff. Hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Airdot Radio. And make sure y'all check out my other shows, Back Cave 2.0, Thursday night, 1 to 3, with me, Ricky Knight, and DJ Ismatic. And that's on 91.7. At Official Smack Radio, Saturday, 12 to 3, on 91.7. WKDU. org. And if you want to send me some tracks, send them to officialsmackradio@gmail.com. If y'all forgot anything, you're always welcome to go to the website, airitoutradio.net, and click on the little, you know, stuff on the left-hand side and whatever you choose to want to get to. And there you go. And if y'all missed any of the shows and y'all want to go back to them, you can always go to the Air It Out page and click on the link, and it'll take you there. Also, check out the 24-hour join that's playing right now as we speak, and y'all can tune in to that. All right, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. Like I said, the Air It Out mixtape hosted by DJ Wait A Minute. He'll be on that join competition. We see none. All y'all got to do is tweet 3 of our names, Air It Out Radio, DJ Wait A Minute, and also Caesar, which I'm not going to say his, I can never pronounce it, so he's going to smack me for that. And also, y'all just got to tweet all three of them and just put competition. We seize non-child e-burners for the intro of Air It Out Radio. Put that in there. And like I said, tweet it to 15 people. And really simple. Y'all ain't got to pay nothing. You get a picture on the cover, and you also get a track. So it's very simple to do. Very simple. Shout out to Ms. Hustle. She'll be doing the Rock and Jock basketball game with me. And that'll be from 3 to 6. And I'll be posting all the info later after the show. And I'm looking for performers, and I'm looking for some players to actually play in the event. The same thing you guys got to, you know, pretty much tweet it to 15 people. That's equal to $15. That's all I really, really want. Okay? And we'll just go from there. And the first 15 people that do that are going to be the people that perform, the people that are able to get into the actual event and play. That's all I want. I'm in my promotional bag, all right, at the end of the day. Mad love to Whitney Houston. She passed away. Did y'all know that she is from New Jersey, biatch? Okay? Kids, y'all didn't know. That's right, Jersey, mother. All right? So, shout out to everybody that's listening so far. If you are tuning in for the first time, make sure you press 1. And so I know that you want to actually talk. You're always welcome to just tune in. Shout out to people on Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Tonight's topic is it cool for somebody to sleep naked with, you know, a child? Coco, Ice-T's wife, was caught snapped. She somebody took a snap picture of her, and she was naked with her nephew, right? And, you know, it was all on Twitter and Facebook and whatever the case was, and she just said it was natural. So I'm just asking y'all, what do y'all think about that? Is it cool to take a picture? I mean, actually laying in bed with your nephew or whatever, straight up naked, a titty was right by his head, like, you know, straight up, nipple and all, right? So want to know what y'all think about that. A lot of people said no, and I'm going to get short answers in a few minutes. All right, we're going to hit up the lines a little bit more if Blood allows me to. And I'll call your last 4 digits of your phone number. I'm talking to you, 5135. Air It Out Radio, you there?
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
I hear you. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Air It Out Radio?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's up? What's up? Who's this?
This Willie Will.
Willie Will, what the deal?
Giving thrills.
What's going
on,
man?
On that topic, not much, you know. Grinding, promoing and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, in the studio. But, you know, on that topic, you know, I would say they wrong for taking the picture while they was laying in the bed, because women do that all the time, you know what I'm saying? I don't really see nothing wrong with a woman laying naked in the bed. They don't have nothing to stick the kid with, so I don't see what's the big deal. But the big problem about it is somebody took a picture and they like, look at this, you know, and it's just like, oh, man, that's outrageous now because people looking at it. But she
so you think it's the
bed,
person that, you think it's the person that took the picture, is that fault?
Yeah, that's who's at fault, you know, because they laying in the bed, she laying in the bed, you know what I'm saying, and it's a little baby, well, like, come on now, it's not, stuff like that happen all the time. People do that, they lay in the bed with their kid, and the kid is innocent, you know what I'm saying, it's an innocent kid, it's not like she got a heart on or anything, so I don't really see the big problem, but somebody sneaking in there taking a picture, that made it a whole totally big problem, so...
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, what you got going on music-wise?
You know, just hitting the studio, you know, my dude Gusto called me. He from the NO. He talking about we going to Graham, need to hit the studio and stuff, collab on some things. So I'm looking forward to that right now. I'm just hitting the streets with my mixtape, Willie Will Go Live, you know what I'm saying? Just promoting the mixtape on Twitter, putting in network and street work, you know what I'm saying, just working.
Yeah, I see you going hard. I see you going hard with the mixtape and everything.
Yeah. That's what I do. You know, I got,
you.
I, I'm, What?
Shout out to you for, like, handling that situation last week, you know, pretty decent. So I want to let you know that, you know, you handle that very well.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do. I handle stuff. Don't let it handle me.
All right. So go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was going to come in like, let me see, like,
uh-oh.
I do it on the dime, drop a hot line, and make the people say he going to shine prime time, going for the score, intercept your brain waves with lyrical concept, leaving contenders done like who's next, trying to have 5 million on my neck and 3 groupies saying, Willie Will, when you going to give a sex? Just as soon as I wreck the scene, leaving haters looking mean, I'm feeling for drink, super grind team. YOLO the motto, I'm so low, out my mind like good blow, my third leg tall like you're standing on a tippy toe, and I'ma let you know, bars like napalm, in the airwaves, radio, the wood, Willie Will does it better than good, leaving wannabes done like at the finish line, bottom line, flat line is how I'ma leave it, please believe it, I grind hard so I can achieve it, I'm aiming. Yeah,
okay,
I'm still
okay. Off. Willie the Will. He said, I'm out of breath. You know what? Smack for you. How you out of breath with that little 16? Come on. You got to get in shape.
You know, that's the power of
imagine if you're doing a whole track, though. Imagine if you're doing a whole track performance. So, you're doing your 16.
I had something else on my mind real quick, but
go
I'm
ahead,
counting
babe.
That right now, too.
Oh.
You know.
Okay.
You know,
all right, so. Go ahead, give them your info and all that stuff where they can reach you.
Oh, yeah, Willie Will go live. Y'all can find me on Twitter at Willie2Will. Second Twitter account at WillWill25. You know, I'm on ReverbNation.com/TheWillieWill. You know, Facebook, Willie Will. You know, it's Willie spelled with the IE. Going in straight like that. Willie Will, give him thrills.
Did you say Willie Will, get the thrill?
Willie Will, give him thrills.
Oh, okay, give him thrills. You a mess. All right, what are we getting into tonight?
You know, I'm gonna just keep it player. You know, Willie Will about to put it down. That's, you know, that's my motto right there too. You know, I got to put it down. So.
You better put it down. All right, we gonna get into the track. Air It Out Radio, make sure y'all check out the website.
Will about to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me window down. AC up high, rolling around town. What's that you hear? Trump beating so heavy. Old people say, turn that shit down. Yeah, your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? Call me Action Jackson, cause I'm all about the action. I'm fast and pole fiction. Why you laughing? You should see me at the club doing nothing but old moves. I'm so old school, don't let the young face have you fooled. I'm feeling so cool, acting rude, oops, my bad. I just stepped on myself, all on the ground. What that smell, it's shit, I've been it, I do it, I can run it. Talk to the teacher, the mama, I can tune it up. With this 10-inch ruler, you're scared to tune it up. You know I'm gonna fuck the guts up. I like my birthday sex and my birthday tooth. Birthday cakes all on my front tooth. Gonna shine with platinum rhymes, I'm feeling divine. Smoking this fine, thinking about how to shine. Yeah, got it, I'ma grind like an ant, man. These niggas got me bent, man. Willie Will about to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me window down. AC up high, rolling around town. What's that you hearing? Trump beating so heavy. Old people say, turn that shit down. Yeah, your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? All about my dividends. What don't you understand? Free dipping, feed the man. It ain't shit to break the mic and get the crowd hype and make them hoes wild. Up in his hands, but I ain't gon' stun, man. I can't buy the bar, but I bet I can be the cleanest nigga you ever saw. I'm raw, sipping far, throw so far. With my kids in the car who wanna trade places, but I can take it, never quit. So I can make it, that bullshit, I take it. And my pride, I eat it. Drop it in line, I let you see it, I'll be it. The underdog, spitting my poison in California smog. Nope, I'm not a motherfucking dog. More like a tiger, step jumping in my pool and making coolers raw. I should have a motherfucking swear jar, cause I cut my ass out smoking cigarettes, pissed at my situation. About to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me when you're down. AC up high, rolling around town. What's that you hear? Trunk beating so heavy. Old people say, turn this shit down. Yeah, your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up? What's that? What's up? No, yeah, my kids to the Greyhound to Illinois, yeah. But before ya think I'm a coward, fix me a plate and watch me devour. I'm so sweet and sour at the top of the hour. Watch me, see me, do me, rolling like Humvee, hub cap, shaggy, get rilla, electrified like Thriller and Manila. Don't give me a gun because I become a caterpillar. I swear, some of these niggas slower than caterpillars, trying to shake back with stacks in my hand. Man, man, I didn't just wish that I was on $1 million. Yeah, bitches with my shit, making clicks, taking pics, sucking on huge kicks. And you made us to suck the huge dick. I'm trying to get rich. Yeah. Really, really about to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me windows down. AC up high, rolling around town. What's that you hearing? Trump beating so heavy. Old people saying, turn that shit down. Yeah, your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up?
Air It Out Radio is catching fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press number one if y'all want to talk, and make sure the lady tells you you are in the host key. All right, for those that don't know and that are on the line, y'all can hit me on Facebook, Twitter, if y'all are too scared to come on, because some people are very shy. I got a lot of listeners that just like to listen in, but if you just want to listen, that's cool too. You know, but my Twitters and all that good stuff. Let me go to my Facebook to see what's popping over here. Shout out to Kim K. She hit me up via text or whatever. Let me go to my tweets and whatnot. Shout out to Jay Mark. In case y'all wanted to hit him up. Ed Stop for Life. And Jay's Realist. Make sure y'all check them out and support the Air and Otter. As well, like I said, Chrissy Kiss, she has a show called Critical Radio, and that's from 12 to 2, Monday through Friday. I'll post it a little later. And if y'all do not have an It's My URL key, go get one. If y'all have a website or whatever the case is, you know, go check that out. It's a free, you know, free website where y'all can link all your pages together, your YouTube and, you know, MySpace or Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, it's free. So it's just like a little website, but, you know, I have all the information that y'all need in here. So instead of y'all saying my YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you can just say it's my URL, you know, .com/fire, because that's mine, in case y'all want to check me out a little bit more and see some of my music and see other things that I have going on as well. So, you know, y'all can always do that. And shout out to everybody that is hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter, like I said. And the Rock and Talk basketball game, that will be in effect. And that is, I'm sorry, I did not even tell you that today. It's April 28th, and that's from 3 to 6. And shout out to Miss Hustle. She'll be with me on that join. I'm really excited about that. Shout out to Jersey that's on the line, and Philly, of course, Track B. And make sure y'all check me out Thursday. All right, 1, 2, 3, me and Ricky Knight, DJ Ismatic, you know. Let me know what y'all think about Ismatic. You know, I know he's new to the show and whatnot. I got to tweet, hit him up, you know, show some love to him. And, you know, support. We'll be at the Black and Nobel on March 17th. In case y'all want to know more information about that. And if y'all want to perform there, that's $5 to get in. And y'all can just perform one track. And a lot of people are going to be out there. I got, like, some Comcast people. I got a couple other people that I'm networking with. Shout out to Microphone Criminal. He'll be out there and at the basketball event giving some interviews. I'm really trying to connect with other radio stations and other radio shows to come out there and give y'all more promo, because I know I can be every single place. Shout out to Steve. He'll be there to videotape a couple things, and Dante Diesel, he usually comes to a lot of my events, shout out to him, and Larry's the Go, let me see, who else, I can't even shout everybody out because I'll be here all damn day, but, you know, people know I love them at the end of the day. If I forget you, I apologize, and like I said, shout out to all the air outers that come through, especially the regulars, you know what I mean, so I'm definitely working on a meet and greet. And usually when I do a meet and greet, it'll be, like, sudden. Like, it'll be, like, in 2 weeks, and y'all be, like, meet and greet. And, you know, shout out to everybody that came to the last one. It's crazy. And y'all see more about that when I post it and whatnot. I'm going to call your last 4 digits of your phone number, and I'm coming to you. 4986 Evernight Radio.
Dominicano. My check was 215. Have not surrendered building. Machete King, Admiral reporting for duty. Was popping their fire.
What's going on, Machete?
Oh, man. You know me, always cloud surfing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ace Spitz. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's fucking with everybody fucking with us over here at Air It Out Radio. Shout out to you, of course, Fire Chick. What's
okay.
good with you?
I want to say thank you so much for, you know, editing all those tracks that I gave you for official Smack Radio, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without you. So
I'm
shout out to you for doing
boss.
That.
You keep me working, keep me employed.
Yeah, I know it was a lot, so shout out to him because he played a big part in this show by helping me edit all those tracks, and especially some of the Air It Outers that's in there, that's in the show. So, you know, y'all didn't even know y'all being thrown in there. But
yeah, I'm glad to be a serviceman. I can't wait till this show kick off. This shit gonna be bonkers.
It's gonna be crazy,
right?
Air
It Out on steroids, like real rap.
Air It Out on steroids.
You got so many
like
different,
that.
Yeah, because you got so much different, like so much different music playing at this. Yo, it's gonna be crazy.
Right? Isn't it a lot of different shit in there? It's a mixture.
Yeah.
So
the
you
nice
know,
little blend of genres and shit.
Yeah, it's got some smooth joints in there.
Thank you for having me do the intro to that, man. I feel honored.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Machete is doing the intro for that particular show. So shout out to him. Get a little bit more of his.
First and only radio intro you're going to hear from me. That's it.
How you know? You don't know that.
Listen. That's it. It's not exclusive if I'm doing it for everybody's show. You dig me?
Listen,
that's how it
works. Everybody's show, then do the intro. Shoot, that's more exposure.
I don't want to be overexposed. When they
you
see me, I want them to go crazy when they see me. I don't want them to be, that nigga again? No. Huh?
You say that nigga again?
I'm rearranging and redefining my steps as of late. I want to address the topic. I don't think grown-ass people in 2012 should be taking naked pictures or should be naked in the presence of children. The children are innocent, but your job is to help them maintain their innocence and prepare them for the shit they're going to have to deal with in this world. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking skip steps and shit and just start just being naked around kids. That shit is just awkward and it's uncomfortable. There's too many motherfuckers that'll take advantage of that shit. You don't want your kids getting accustomed to the wrong type of shit. So fuck no. They fuck wrong. Celebrities, you're going too far. Real shit.
Well, you know, I don't think she meant to do it because she was actually sleeping. Somebody actually took the picture of her. So whoever took
but
the
this
picture
is,
of her.
Like, what's going on over there? Like, how they living their lives and niggas is naked around kids. Like, who the fuck does that?
You know what? It honestly looked like somebody snatched the covers off her ass and took the picture.
That's
like,
all well and fine, but why is she naked under covers with a fucking
that's true.
Baby? Like, what the fuck is that? That's not your kid. That's your fucking niece and, or rather your nephew. Like, you ain't breastfeeding that baby.
Yeah. It was a little weird.
Movie. She's in the fucking way. That shit is all types of wrong. Like that shit
that
ain't cool.
Kinda, it was a little weird. Yes, it definitely was. It definitely was weird. So
I mean, shout out to IT, man. He needs to step up and say something about this shit, real rap.
I think he probably got her ass about that, but you know what? He gonna support her all day because he seemed like that type better. Support her, whatever she do. So she thinks that it was cool and it was natural. So. You know.
I mean, there's always a diplomatic approach to shit, so that's just ridiculous, though. I ain't doing it. I don't want nobody naked around my kids. Fuck out of here.
Oh, that's right.
Lord, I'm good. Like, I ain't with that shit. Put some fucking clothes on. Nobody want to see that shit. Fuck out of here.
Even if you got a banging body, you know, because she had a nice figure.
Yeah, I was like, show that shit off around adults that can appreciate it. What the fuck is you being naked around a kid for? What are you trying to do to that child? Like, what are you trying to teach that child? Like, real shit. Like, what the fuck? People are not using their fucking brains anymore. Why is this irritating me? Like, people are fucking okay with not using their brains. Like, damn, dog. Like, Michael Jackson caught shit his whole fucking life because he was spending way too much time with kids. That taught me and should have taught the whole fucking world to stay the fuck away from kids. Those are inappropriate shit. Naked in bed with a child that didn't come out of you is inappropriate. No. Don't do it.
Yeah. And you think people would learn a lesson because look at, what is it, Sandusky? You know, he's still trying to sit on the back of his porch and look at motherfucking kids. Like, you still ain't learning your lesson, dude?
As many motherfucking rifle-toting militia men and gun fanatics that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan living in this fucking state, somebody's going to put a bullet in there, man. Real shit.
He's sitting outside on the step where people can really have access to him. So, yeah. If they don't get him out there, they're going to get him inside when he go to prison. So
they ain't going
to
get him in prison. They're going to put him in one of the fluffy upstate prisons where they fucking protect the fuck out of those pedophile scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate because it's so full
when
of
he
shit.
Comes,
they
when he
comes
down
at
them kids, when he comes down at them kids and stuff, they really give it to him. Like, they really try to hurt some people in there, so...
Yeah, I mean, depending on where they send them, but they actually got little jails that they're, like, using to strictly hide those fucking people. They're sending these niggas to specific prisons where they'll be safe. And I'm like, fuck that. Let them pussies get tortured. Send them niggas to Greater Fritz. Send them niggas to the rough stops. Like, stop fucking sending them to Camp Fluffy. Niggas, if they know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm-mm-mm.
Shit, it's not cool, dog.
Yeah, that's crazy. Amazing. Well, you know, I think they should be in there, like what they call it, population.
Yeah, put them in general population, man.
Exactly.
Pedophiles should not be allowed to have cable television. They shouldn't get no fucking TVs at all.
Well, they do have TVs in the lobby or whatever.
Yeah, in the day room, that's cool, whatever. But, I'm talking about upstate where niggas got TVs in their cells. I'm in my bag tonight, man. I don't fuck with pedophiles. Real shit.
Yeah.
You know, pedophiles, stay far the fuck from around me. Like, real shit. I'm semi I catch a thought, and I feel like you plotting on a child in my circumference. Nigga, I'm just, you're done. I'm not asking you shit, nigga. I'm going at you like I just caught you in the middle of something.
Yeah.
Don't come around me. I don't fuck with y'all niggas.
They so violent.
Yo, I'm not even a violent person. That's what fucks me up. I'm not a violent person. But them motherfuckers, man, they the scum of the earth. Get them the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah.
Personal experience, nigga. So the fuck what? Yeah, it's not going down, man. The cycle got to be broken. Somebody got to die. If it got to go down, that's how it got to go down. Fuck it. I'm in my old school bag.
You going hard, man.
People protect your children, man. I need to scream at all the parents out there. I'm so sick and fucking tired of y'all walking out there and y'all got your kid 3, 4, and 10 feet the fuck behind you. Like, real shit, keep your child at arm's length. Like, have them hold your fucking belt loop or something, dog. Like, real shit, stop letting your kid travel, like, a half a block behind you and telling them to come on. Like, nigga, they feet ain't even, they whole leg ain't even a foot long. Are you fucking kidding me? Use your goddamn common sense, you fucking idiots, man. Like, shit. Niggas is snatching up kids left and right, and you just, like, you got them motherfuckers, like, on some fucking shit. Like,
I'm not afraid.
Like, y'all take y'all kids for granted, be the first one screaming loud as shit on the motherfucking news, man.
Mm-hmm.
Use common sense and be proactive, man.
All right, Machete, go with this. Machete, go with this. You know, we can go all night with it.
I'm trying to get my shit together, and I'm tired of people giving me shit. I'm about to start slapping the shit out of people. Just fuck it. I'm tired,
okay.
dog. Like, shout out to the Have-Nuts, man. I love my fucking team. I love my fam. You know what I'm saying? Each and every one of them niggas is going ahead.
Uh-huh.
Fucking love it, man.
So what else
like,
y'all got going on?
I got three projects on deck.
Uh-huh.
Say that again?
No, go ahead. You answer my question.
I got three projects on deck. The Best of Machete King, So Far So Good. You know what I'm saying? Then I got the I Am So More Sapien mixtape, and then I got the Cloud Surfing album. All this shit's going to pop off before June. I already posted up the dates. If you don't already know, I'll tell you when I'm ready. That's just how I'm feeling right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to E Burners. That's my nigga, man. You need to link up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody fucking with everybody fucking with us. Cashmere, what up? Jack Swift, Poppy Go Get Him, aka Call Me B with Sean Creed, Reese Raw Banger, Dame Dollars, man, y'all already know, man. Abstract, man, the whole fucking camp, damn it. A thousand of them. Shout out to the whole cast crew. Holy shit, on Saturday, I'm performing live, February 18, Mill Creek Tavern. We out here showcase, part two. Shout out to the whole cast crew. So nephew, Eddie Ward, everybody over here. Love my niggas, man.
All right, one quick question. Who do you think, like, who you feeling from the music that I sent you that you edited so far? Like, who you feeling, like, any new people on there? Like, some, who you feeling? That caught your ear.
Couple people kind of caught my ear, but it's, I ain't going to say names just yet. I got to make sure I'm accurate, because Last few times I did that, I gave shout-outs and showed love to the wrong individual, and, like, he just had this awkward look on his face, like, damn, and I was like, oh, party foul to the fifth power, like, it was just, I was doing bad that night. So, yeah, I'm going to refrain from commenting on that one. Next week, I'll definitely get to it, though.
Next week, okay. All right, well, we'll
be
give him your info where they can reach you, and then we're
going to all right, you can reach me at itsmyurls.com/machetekining. That's Machete King, for those of y'all who are spelling impaired. And tonight we're going to go into my verse on the Have-Nots Yonkers collaboration. Like, six members of the Have-Nots went in on this beat, and you can go to reverbnation.com/PhillyHaveNots. That's PhillyHaveNots, and check out parts one and two of the Have-Nots Do Yonkers.
You know what? Hold on. It says that it's only 52 seconds for some reason.
That's just my verse.
Okay.
I just sent you right now. You just have my verse. I want to finish mixing.
I'm like,
I send you everything. No. I mean, you know, I take a lot of time when I'm on the line, so I, you know, short song tonight.
Okay. All right, we're going to get into today, Yonkers.
Blessings to all, man. Yonkers.
It is.
Let's go.
Air it out radio.
Dominicano.
Y'all hear the laugh? Y'all know who it is. Dominicano. You know what else you do.
I love being me, I'm winning what it means, I'm losing. I get enough of rage that I can really feel it too. It's the worst of ways, I'll be the one they never bet on. All lies against me, but I was born to get on. I'm so real that when I'm joking, I be sounding serious. I smile despite my doubts, that's why my hate is extra furious. I am raw, no coat, take a whiff of this. I build with this addictive flow, so come and take a whiff of this. Help me build up the walls of your mental defenses. I refuse to dumb it down, cause that will leave us all defenseless. I am hip-hop, apart with them upon my fears. Remind them of the passion for life that they lost over the years. Have-Nots.
Air It Out Radio is at your site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. And Shout out to Machete King. He went in really, really hard. Shout out to him. All the Have Nots. Shout out to Team Heat as well. E. Brenner's Cancer. Well, he's not a part of the Team Have Nots, but shout out to Cancer. Shout out to Cashmere. Shout out to Dupree, too. He got the, I don't know if he's listening or whatever, but make sure y'all check him out with his magazine that he has going on. I think it's called Social Therapy, if I'm not mistaken. I'm like Machete King right now. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but shout out to him as well. Shout out to the guys. Shout out to Jay Moore, 215 Gotti, Stem, 215. And the Predators Ball. Shout out to him. He always shows me love. Shout out to Nitty. He was on the line. I guess he couldn't hold on. Kim King. What up, baby? And I Am Life. Shout out to my best friend. She's actually listening in right now. Actually, both of them are. Shout out to Tempest. For those that don't know, that's from the Cosby Show. She's listening. She's like, she's going to kill Blog. So, no fuck my show up. So, anyway, shout out to Steve as well. My little secret weapon, and y'all can catch me on Back in 2.0 every Thursday night from 1 to 3 with Ricky Knight and DJ Ismatic, and we'll also be at Black and Nobel March 17th from 7 to 9, and y'all can perform one track out there. Cost $5 to get in. I'm like burping and stuff at the same time, you know, excuse me, y'all, you know, it's natural, I can't help it. So anyway, like I said, shout out to Big Seven. He got a show, too, in Jersey. I didn't get all the info from him. But I try to cross-promote. And Fitzy Chris, Critical Radio, 11 and 2. Make sure y'all check her out. I'm going to post all this stuff as we speak. And then y'all could, you know, show them some love and all that good stuff. You know, I'm trying to cross-promote. I'm going to have, like, a couple people come out that's from other radio stations that will actually be at the events that I'm having, because, you know, I can't cover everything all the time, so it's good to have them come out and maybe extra exposure. So it'd be like 3 or 4 different radio stations all in one spot, so you really can't beat that for like $5 to come to a lot of my events. And the air and out events, some of them is free, so some of them you gotta pay. But if you're interested in the mixtape competition we see done in the Rock and Jock basketball game, I'll definitely be posting everything after the show, and y'all can get all the information from there. Shout out to Whitney Houston, mad love to her. She was definitely somebody that we're going to miss at the end of the day. Everybody that's tuning in so far, please be patient. Whitney Block does act a little silly, and Official Smith Radio, that's going to be one of the first radio stations that will allow you to perform live on the air one clean track. So if y'all want to, you know, be a, you know, an artist on the show, definitely hit me up after the fact, and I'll give you more details when that, like I say, you can perform one clean track on the air and some new shit, you know, trying some new stuff out. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 3423.
Fire.
What's up? Who's this?
Adrian, J. Moore's wifey.
Oh, what's up, Adrian?
I felt obligated to call you because he shouted me out, so I felt obligated. I'm like, can I please call her? I don't care what you said.
That's what's up. I told him that he needs to let you come on the show and tell me how your Valentine's Day was, because, you know, I'm curious. But, you know,
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious now. He got me wondering what the hell he got planned.
Well, he said a ring, so, you know, look, I'm giving it away. But I don't know. Let me start lying. Oh, you have the ring? Oh, well, there you
go. I have the ring.
Well, then, what's your ring? Everything else is uncivilized.
I got the ring.
The ring
is fucking huge. Dumb diamonds.
You got to go. You got to go with it.
I know, right? What else do you need? You got the diamonds and the sapphire?
Exactly.
We good.
There you go. You got the ring, like everything else is.
We good.
You know, whatever.
Everything else,
shout out
whatever.
To you. Definitely shout out to you. And, you know, I appreciate you calling out. You want to talk about the topic really quick?
Oh, that's disgusting. That's all I have to say. That topic, that is nasty. If I ever catch anybody with one of my kids like that, I will kill him. If you don't get to him first. That's disgusting. I work with kids, so I think it's just disgusting. Unless you're breastfeeding and they're like an infant, that's nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, her titty was, like, really close to
some her things
titty.
Are outrageous.
Yeah, they are huge. And listen, I wear a double D, and I'm telling you, like, hers got to be, like, an S or J or
G. Hers got to be implants, F, G.
Yeah, they implants, so I know they're even heavier. Like, you know, I know her back is killing her.
Exactly.
So, but I definitely appreciate you calling up. You want to give any shout-outs while you're on
the air? I'll shout out my boo.
Hi, baby.
He's listening right now.
My boo.
My boo-boo.
Okay. Anybody else? That's it?
That's it. I don't like anybody
else. Damn. Okay. All right. Last person that did that on the show, I was on the radio and somebody said, I said, you want to give any shout-outs? They were like, no. I'm like, yeah, you want to give a shout-out to nobody?
No.
He was like, no. I was like, yeah, you about to get cussed out as soon as you get up there.
Exactly.
So I appreciate you calling up, babe. Thank you so much.
No
I hope
problem.
You enjoy your Valentine's Day.
I'll try.
Yeah, right? All right.
I'm
get
scared to know what's going
me.
On.
Yeah, get some of that for me, girl. Get it there for me.
Oh, I'll try.
All right, dude.
Bye.
Air It Out Radio is actually fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Let me see. If you're on the line, Sleazy Patient blog does act a little funky sometimes from time to time. So please be patient. Like I said, The Rock and Jock, The Man That's Hustle, that is April the 28th. That's a Saturday from 3 to 6. I'll be posting some more info on that. Also, let me see. I got so much shit going on. Back in 2.0, the meet and greet promo thing, that is at Black and Nobel. That's from 7 to 9, March 17th. It's $5 to get in, and you can perform a track. So y'all can't say that there's nothing going on. All right, if y'all don't know, y'all better, you know, check the tweets and all that good stuff so y'all can find out what's going on with these events, you know, because summertime is about to come and it's going to be a lot of shit going on. All right, so, and the Villa event is coming too, so we're just trying to figure out where the next one that, you know, we should really do it at because I don't really want to repeat the same ones that we were at. So I'm trying to get to a different one, all right? And official Smack Radio, that's Saturday, 12 to 3 on 91.7 WKDU. That's my new baby show. You can perform live on there. I'm so excited. And Machete, he did all my edits for the show. So, like you said, there's a lot of mixture of things. There's some R&B in there, some rap. I can't even tell you. It's some new shit that y'all never heard of. It's some new music in there. And it's mixed in with some Air It Outer, some Bat Cavers, all that good stuff. So, definitely tune in for that. All right, and shout out to my boy, Microphone Criminal. Y'all can check him, The Next Level Show, every Monday, 7 to 9:30. He comes on before me, and I'll post his info too. Shout out to him. He will actually be at the Black and Nobel event and also the basketball event. All right, so y'all won't get a chance to meet a lot of these people that are, you know, that I'm talking about right now. All right. So, I'm going to try to hit the lines again. 8188, I'm talking to you. Air It Out Radio, what's the deal?
Hello?
Hello, what's this?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, what up?
What's going on? Yo, I heard this song earlier, and I was trying to get that y'all request. That shit was crazy.
What song was that, babe?
It was called Ciroc and Bacardi Party.
You heard it on here? Cause
yeah, it was by High End Music. It's a boy named Ace or something like that.
I haven't played anybody named Ace tonight, so I don't know who that was.
Oh, well, if y'all got it, y'all need to get that, man. It was crazy.
We need to get it. We'll tell them to send it in. Tell them to send it in. It's not no problem. You want to, hello? Hello? You want to talk about the topic real quick?
What's that?
The topic is, you know, Coco, Ice-T's wife, had a picture on the net or whatever. She was naked with her nephew in the bed. So my question to you is, do you think that it's cool for adults to lay in the bed naked with, you know, young kids?
Nah, I mean,
that's just inappropriate. Like, nah, that's not too much you can say about that. Like, that's just dead wrong.
Inappropriate. I like that. That's the key word for that. That's definitely inappropriate.
that's like too much.
Yeah, too much. So, are you an artist or?
Yeah, I'm an artist.
You an artist? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. What's your name?
My name Mike.
Mike, that's right, you just say that. So, what you got going on, Mike? Hello? Mike, are you there? Okay, hang on, God. All right, so he was having some technical difficulties. So, shout out to Mike for tuning in for the first time. I forget the artist that he said, Eat Something. I don't think I remember playing his track tonight, but you know, you're free to send stuff in to itsairoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3, no links, because we don't do the links here. I hate links. I'm telling y'all right now, that's why I do not do them. I send you a nice little email bag and tell you I don't do that shit here, okay? So at the end of the day, please send, make sure it's MP3 and all that good stuff, and keep it moving on the lines, all right? Let's go to 18...
The block, let me
do it.
1832. I don't even know if that's me or not.
That's you, baby.
Oh, what's going on, mamas? How are you?
I'm good. What's this?
This is S dot for life. For the number and not the letters.
S dot. Okay. Yes, the winner's hitting me up on Twitter.
How are you?
How you doing? I'm good.
I'm living. I'm over here scrolling through my TL, getting inspiration.
Okay.
Real quick, shout out to the Cy Jones, who probably not going to get a gift tomorrow. Somebody got to do it. I'm throwing a party for y'all, actually, spring break. It'll be at a school's location. So shout out to the Cy Jones.
Damn, did you really say shout out to Cy Jones? They ain't getting nothing.
I mean,
wow.
It wouldn't be me if I didn't keep the $1 million. So.
Wow.
It's a hard job. Somebody got to do it. I mean, at some point in time,
so
almost everybody
was inside. What are you providing for the side jobs? I'm curious. You're providing
a
party.
Oh, we got side
joint
gift bags. It's going to have all the bare essentials for a side joint. It's going to be the phone number to the other phone. It's going to be a key to the back door.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Are you for real?
No, we really are having a party for the side joint. I was joking with you with the pack. It's going
to
be a gift pack.
I'm about to say, wow.
No, that would just be doing too much. It'd be a little gift pack for a promotion pack. No, I wouldn't do that to no woman.
That was too funny. That would have been some shit if you were like, yeah, you know. How do you know if they're a side on? Now, break it down for me. What's a side on?
If you only see this person at nighttime and never in the daytime, you probably a side on.
Okay.
If,
or if they see him in the daytime, because I know some side joints that get seen in the daytime.
Well, that's an upgraded side joint. That would be like the sixth man as being opposed to the 12th man on the bench. That means you can come in and be a starter
levels?
At any moment.
There's different levels to this?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a level. I would just say that you can see levels because it's not just one type of side joint. You got a side joint that's only purpose is, you know, to get smashed on. And then you got side joints who probably do things that your main joint don't do. I'm not saying I personally have a side joint per se right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a
you know a lot about
that.
Side joints for you not to have a side joint right now.
I mean, I used to be a side joint, and I had a side joint, so I know both ends.
Wow, you used to be a side joint. That's some stuff. Like, at least guys admit that they actually are a side joint. Y'all don't admit that. Y'all think it's just a woman thing.
No. Sometimes it's good to be the side joint. You ain't got to deal with the hassles of emotions.
So you don't fall in love with the side joint? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're not supposed to. What part of the game is this?
You're lying. You know, listen, if you fall in love with the side joint.
I said you're not supposed to. I didn't say it as a habit. I said you're not supposed to. All right,
okay, good.
I didn't make the rules. I just try to follow them.
Okay. He was a mess. He was a straight mess. So why ain't got no music out here of yours?
This is my, you know, you bust my cherry tonight. This is my first time on, so now that I know how to get to you.
Yeah, bang.
So, you know, I know how to get to you now. My first time was nice and special. Shout out to the boy, I think his name was Machete. He was definitely going in on pedophiles. That is definitely my scum of the earth, so I shout out to that man.
Yeah, Yeah, he definitely knows how to go in hard with it. You know what I mean?
He did.
So,
but I'm definitely send you. I was listening to you saying something about sending in tracks, clean versions. All my songs is clean versions, so I could just send you anything. I can send
well,
you
for this
catalog.
Show right here, for this show, it don't have to be clean, but for my other shows, like Official Radio and Vaccine 2.0, they have to be clean because it is actual radio, so 91.7. So, yeah, it does have to be clean. So,
good way
to
get
the plug radio.
But, yeah, I definitely send you in. Real quick, just want to let everybody know, February 24th, XO Lounge, 10 to 2 a.m., I will be in the building celebrating my birthday with the rest of the S-Dot family. $10 with a ticket, $20 at the door. You can contact me at S-Dot for Life. That's for the number, not the letters. You can hit me on Twitter, Facebook, or Reverb Nation, same name.
All right, now, do I get a free invitation?
Free invitation? You might be one of the guests of honor.
Don't be having me as no side joint on you.
Oh, I don't even sell wolf tickets. That's not even what I do.
Fire chick here, the side joint, the mace, you know what?
No, you can't even be the side joint with a name like Fire.
Mm-hmm.
You put third point guard all day.
There you go. See, I like that. Exactly. So, you got anything else you got coming up that you wanna promote?
Poetry in Motion Part 2, the album, will be out on my birthday, February 21st. They go on sale March 1st. I'll let everybody know via Twitter which stores they'll be in, but it will be on iTunes and Amazon and Reverb Nation. The clothing line will be out March the 1st as well, Poetry in Motion, also 1912 jeans. We're going to have T-shirts, hoodies, and sweatpants for the ladies right now because I don't really want my logo print on the ass of a dude. So it's only going to be sweatpants for the ladies, trying to branch out. And that was a real thing about the side joint party. That's going to be during spring break. So I keep everybody informed about that. I was joking about the side joint package.
Yes, but yeah, you might want to put that in there. That would be funny.
I don't want that for a woman. Because, everybody, you don't want to be a side joint.
You already having a party. You already doing it. So it's like.
But nobody wants to aspire to be a side joint. This party is a motivational tool to get side joints to the next level where you're no longer the side joint, but the joint.
Okay. All right. So what are you doing to get them to the next level? You having a party to inspire them to get to the next level?
Well, it's a motivational party. I'm going to show them what to hope to aspire to. I'm going to have a whole lot of wifey types in there. Modeling off the clothing line, so it's a double marketing thing, marketing for the side joints and for Poetry in Motion, the clothing line.
So, okay, well, I need one of them shirts, so
I got you. I'm gonna stay with you, a size sexy. I mean, size small.
I wish I was a small shit. Nah, you can call me a large.
I'm gonna say something. This is something my father told me a long time ago. All real men like something to hold on to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Double D's is there, so I'm definitely a large, So there you go. Boom.
Okay, well, no, to be realistic, what size do you want me to get? Because I am going to go order them, in 4 days, so I will like that.
I'm being serious. Get me a large.
Oh, I got you.
Extra large will swamp me. Yeah, extra large is going to be hanging off me and all that stuff. A large is fine.
I just want to make sure the ladies is covered, that's all.
They're going to be covered. They're good to go. Not unless they... super, shrunk type fit type of thing.
No, they pre-shrunk, 100% cotton.
I'm good. Yeah, hook me up with
the Lord. No cocoa incidents going on.
Yeah, nah, I don't need that. Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna let you get back to doing work. It was definitely a pleasure listening to you, and I'm
definitely a pleasure
listening.
Having you. All right, babe.
Always. Bye, mom.
All right. Air Out Radio, make sure y'all check out the website, airoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. And hit me up 347-677-1163. If y'all want to talk, make sure y'all press 1. Hit me up, Air Out Radio, Facebook, and Twitter. Like I said, Vaccine 2.0 will be at Black and Nobel, March 17th from 7 to 9, $5 to get in. And I also have the Rock and Jot basketball game. That's going to be at April 28th, 3 to 6. And the mixtape. All right, competition, we see none. And DJ, wait a minute, he's going to be hosting that joint for me. So, got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to be posting everything on Facebook and Twitter. So, if y'all missed anything, y'all can always go back and check that out. Shout out to, let me see, shout out to Kim King. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kim King. Shout out to J Love. Shout out to Rainey, my best friend. Well, I have like three of them, but she's one of them. She's still on the line. I'm surprised. You know, she usually be in bed by now. She an early, you know, sleeper. But if y'all want to hit me up again, like I said, 347-677-1163. I'm going to try to hit the lines a little bit more as he was going on. 7483.
Yo, what's good? Slugging Looch. What's goody?
Slugging Looch. What the hell? You want two weeks in a row? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, show that support, man. I'm trying to show that support. So, you know, got call in, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, support you and everything. You know what I mean? I appreciate you playing the song and everything. So, you know,
got to
show that love back. You know what
Definitely.
I mean?
Definitely. Yeah.
And I got to get some shout-outs. I got to get you, you know, get that in your head. Slugging Nooch. I got to get that in your head.
Well, you know what? You caused some drama last week. You know, I was getting the tweets and the texts. So, you know, it was a lot of drama going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, yes. You gotta retweet some of that, son. You gotta see
I don't wanna retweet it, but you know, you came on, it was a little controversy going on, but at the end of the day, you know, you're always welcome to the show. But
No doubt, man. You know it's you know, I keep the truth, man. I try to keep it 100, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Try to keep it 100, you know.
So you don't got no more drama, right? No drama this week. You good to go.
No, we good. It's Valentine's Day. I'm trying to spread love, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
These girls get at me, man. It's like, no, I'm just playing.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
You know, I got my lady, you know what I'm saying? We want to keep it real personal that day, you know what I mean? No side joints. I don't do no side, none of that type thing. Nah, I'm a grown man, you know what I mean? I ain't got time for that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I don't play no games, you know what I'm saying? So, got my baby girl. We're going to do the, you know, dinner, you know, drink, you know what I mean? Get the little strawberries with the chocolate going. You know, we got to keep it, you know, keep a grown man, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. Okay.
Keep a grown
as
man for Valentine's Day. Do your thing, show your loved one, you know, that love, you know what I'm saying? And it's all love, you know what I mean?
Right. So any hints on what you're giving your girl this Valentine's Day?
Oh, you know, I'm gonna give her a good time, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You ain't saying nothing
present
about the gift. Like, what's the gift y'all giving out? Like, y'all talking about y'all gonna give a good dick down or whatever.
I'm the gift.
You a
gift.
Oh, my Lord. Y'all men kill me.
If y'all know, right. You know who it is, you know, I'm the gift. Like, no, I might figure out. I don't really, like, I'm the type of person, like, you got to tell me what you want. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no mind reader.
So if they say that, you know, they want, like, $1,000 or they want, like, tools and all kind of stuff like that, you getting it? Hell no.
She better be doing some incredible
major
stuff
work,
right?
Major
know what I'm talking
work
about? That neck will be bobbing. It's like, no, let me stop
that.
That
neck
will
be bobbing. I thought that's
right. Yeah.
All right. So tell everybody what you got going on. Oh, wait. Let's get to the topic because I didn't get you to get into it.
Actually, I was listening. I want to see the picture, you know what I mean? I'm a fan of IT and Coco. I got something ain't right, you know what I mean? Somebody probably did that. Like, she probably was sleeping naked or something.
She was
sleeping. Yeah, so the young boy probably crawled in the bed and somebody took the picture on some random shit. And I don't believe that they would do something. I'm gonna give her and IT the benefit of the doubt because IT a pimp. You probably been like, bitch, what you doing? Like, I know, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give them a
big. But you know what? He seems like he supports her. He supports the hell out of her. So I don't know. He might just back her. Like, yo, it's natural.
I got that white girl in check. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. He come from that pimp game. You know what it is. He got her in check like Nike.
She looks like she got him in check too now.
It might look like that for the TV.
Oh, that's what it
looks
like? Oh, okay.
Trust me. He got her in check, man. He's from that old school Pimp. You got to watch American Pimp. If anybody ever see that, get that DVD. And you know what Ice-T really about. That's my dude right there.
Older, you know, like on the show, you get a chance to see how, like, really old he is, like, at the end of the day. You just be like,
yeah, you hear about that bread, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he's just more laid back, like, somebody grandpa. Like, he ain't like the Ice-T that you would think, like, yo, you know what I mean?
But yeah, that's for the TV, though, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to play that up, like, you know what I mean? Like, I met Ice-T, like, you know what I mean, in New York and shit. Like, he really, like, is a cool-ass dude. Like, I respect him, you know what I mean? A lot of people, like, I caught him in the middle of New York just walking. We just had a conversation. Like, I sat there busted up with him. Like,
he seemed cool, though.
Man. So, you know what I mean? I respect him a lot.
That's why
I got to
cool.
give him. Yeah, he is, yo. He is approachable as hell, like. So he, you know, I'll give her, but sometimes white people, I'm sorry, to Jesus, but this is the truth, right? Some
you know what?
White people do some weird ass shit, you know. So I mean, I can't really, you know.
Listen,
I mean,
all people
it.
Do some weird ass shit. White people.
Matter of fact, yeah, I'm not even gonna say that, but
sure.
I just think that it was just a picture that got caught at the wrong time. I don't think she be just.
Yeah.
On no shit like that, but that's a lucky ass little.
My thing is this. Why do people take these pictures of people like in their own personal setting and think that it's not gonna go nowhere? Like, how do you think that you're gonna take a picture like that? Where's my leak that shit? Somebody get the camera? You never know. Like, why would you do it? So it's definitely the person the person who took it. What were you thinking about? Like, who? You never know that shit might
money.
Get out accidentally. Yeah.
Money. People think about money, like this whole paparazzi thing with Whitney Houston, you know what I mean, her that rest in peace and shit, she coming out the hospital and you got paparazzi standing there trying to get pictures of the body, like, come on, man, that's the type of world we living in, ain't no really respect, and it's a lot of weirdos and people just do anything, so, I mean, you gotta take the good with the bad, I guess. But I want to see that picture with Coco, though.
Yeah, it's on Twitter. It's on my Twitter. So, like, if you can scroll down somewhere, or actually, if you go to my Twitter homepage, I think it should be somewhere in my pics. And you can get that, yeah. So,
the one
I have is the one that's blocked out. But if you go on, you know, Google, you can actually see her nipple and all that. I know y'all probably want to see that one, but but
yeah.
That's the one that I have. I have that one, so if you go on and Google it, you can probably get the one where nipple and everything out. So, but
it's probably an inappropriate picture, but like I said, I'm going to get on the benefit of the doubt. I don't think, you know, crazy shit.
Yeah.
But how's your other show going? I heard about that. I like it.
Yeah,
I had
some delays for last week, but it's definitely on and popping Saturday 12 to 3, and you know, the artist and client actually perform a whole track on the air live on the radio, so I'm really excited about that.
That's what's up.
Ain't no stopping, like, rewind it back and let's go back, you know. Nah, if you fuck up, you just gonna have to wing it all the way through, like, that's what he said. For real, people be
that.
Like, take that back,
can
take that back.
Make sure it's edited, clean, though.
Yeah,
it
gotta be edited
because
we're on
the
air. So definitely.
The same email address?
No, it's a different one. Official Snack Radio@gmail.com.
Official Snack Radio@gmail. All right, no doubt. Yo, I'm gonna definitely have to send you an edited joint, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I appreciate all the support, you know what I mean? Everybody check me on that Twitter. @SlugAnucci, that's SlugAnucci. You know, I'm getting, you know, a lot of support, man, and it's really, 2012 been a real good year, man, and just trying to keep it up, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, rappers, I write some bars for you for the right price. I'm nice. I'm on my cock and shit.
on your topic that I see. I see. So you got anything else coming up that you want to let everybody know about?
Basically, man, just look out. I just shot a video for one of my freestyles that I did. That's coming soon. So look out for that. I'm going to make sure I give you all that. Just did an interview video, just basically introducing myself and my cousin, Matic Beach. That's on the internet. I'm going to send you that one, too, if you haven't seen that one yet. And basically just working. I'm just trying to be more visible this year, trying to do more events, trying to get out there. You know, last year, I was just making excuses, like maybe I wasn't ready. But now this year, you know, I got my mind right, and I'm just trying to go hard at it. Because I know I got the talent, and it's time to expose it. You know, it's time to get out there. So I'm ready. Okay. You know, I'm in beast mode right now.
Beast mode, okay.
I'm in beast mode right now.
You gotta come to one of my events because you be playing around.
I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let me know. I'm gonna set it up. No, I'm not seriously. This time, I'm on there. I'm in it. I'm in there. You know, I got an open mic coming up, so just to, you know, test the waters, get back into performing on stage and everything. So it's going to be at, if you're in Jersey, Voorhees Town Center, Fusion Performance Arts Center, 7 o'clock, February 24th, open mic. You're going to be in there for the mention performing this song I did called Lady Luck. It's getting a lot of love and shit, so... You know, I'm just, you know, just starting it off, you know what I mean, trying to get my, you know, my wind underneath my wings, so to speak, and just, you know, just do it, man. I feel real confident this year, you know what I mean, so, you know, we're doing
right.
It, man.
Okay.
I really appreciate the support, you know what I mean.
Definitely.
Playing this real tight joint.
Okay.
I got to get up on that. I be spitting mad bars on that.
Yeah,
I mean, I be going hard on that.
And definitely, shout out to Jersey, all that good stuff, my home state. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
So what
shout out to all the Philly women. I love y'all. Holla at your boy.
You,
I need to come to Jersey.
You
I need to come to Jersey, man. Come to Jersey, get some of that Jersey love, man. Philly,
get some
Jersey,
of that
man.
Jersey love.
Yeah, y'all ain't
yeah.
treating them right, man. Come over to Blue, man. Holla at your boy.
No, he didn't. Right? Once they get that Jersey love, they ain't going back.
Yeah, come where the grass is green, you know. Get out the hood, come holler at your boy.
You
never want to go back.
Never want to go back. All right, what track we going in? Oh, we only got one track from your end.
Yeah, okay. Well, and that's another thing. I'm going to send you one next week, too. But I'm going to send you the club banger, this one. I'm gonna send you this club banger we did. But got the seal tight, Joel, man. Let's get into that. Your boy Slugger Nooch, man. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, definitely Slugger is a mess. Make sure y'all check out your website, hearingoutradio.net, all that good stuff. Hit me up 347-677-1163. He knows he's on blog. Well, he was on blog, so, you know, we don't get into that. Hopefully his blog let me. Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. You know how blogs doing. Blogs killing me for me. Like, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I can't control it. It just gets worse and worse every freaking week. I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. I have to X it out at some point in time. Like I said, make sure you check out the website, aeronautradio.net. It's like, why don't you spit something? What the hell?
You want me to spit something?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that. All right, listen. Chachi, lyrical mastery is tragedy strike. Bring assault and battery to the mic. Bring a whole galaxy to fight. It's a war. So, nigga, who you riding for? Don't want to see the lion. The wall smack the line, you whore. My rap's phenomenal. Touching your abdominal. My rhymes can't be seen with the optical. Creep thoughts that's logical. Attacking senses. Do long like an assassin. Hitler's rapping in dimensions. Freestyling exhibitions. In a kind of rhyme monster. Indestructible like Iron Man's armor. Speaking with a bad karma. But a practice karma sutra. Business maneuvers, ready to bomb intruders with on rubies, meditating in my haven, get your chest caved in from the weed that I've been craving, aiming nuclear war, rock out of missiles, Ride with a homicide mental, ride with the intent to get you, driving a G20, nigga, I need money, someone paid 30 G's to slug me, putting 3 in my rugby, don't be mad cause your girl wanna fuck me, and I got the power to make your head look like a Gumby, so watch out the M3, see me hop out, saw the Glock out, I look like about to pop out, start pissing without your cock out, pistol whipped you till you dropped out, took street sweepers to spray your block out, and that's how I shut shit down, just like the lockout. That's something old, but it's a little song. 16 bars.
Crazy. You crazy, y'all. We got to get into that still tight joint. Air It Out Radio is that.
Yeah. Yeah. Slugging new shit. Let's get it. Back in the day, you was the man. Word is born, now you don't remember you was a killer. Jason Bourne, got an identity crisis in hip-hop. I got the drive, nigga, here's my license. My shotty on some Joe Bunny. Gotta pump it up, I can give you an opportunity, but you fuck it up. Rock, 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 cut it up, bagging and shipping. You the type of fags that'll get back for a ticket. Now you crying, going through humiliation. Dude, like Ronnie did, situation. If you keep on hating, your girl mad cause you ain't as live. Screaming like a bat, but why? Cause you ain't falling like I don't even listen, this ain't talking bread. I kill y'all on the track, y'all are walking dead. Zombies, Resident Evil, I'm on my bad Santa. Don't let presence deceive you. Watch G.I. Joe, but I was more like Cobra. The Devin 7 and Glover, tapping on my shoulder. Got a hot gun in the cold holster. They'll never catch me even if I'm on the wanted poster, nigga. I've been trapping all night on the corner with the hard right. Man, I lived a hard life, but on the block I got still tight, still tight, still tight. Like my girl Brooke, I got it still tight, still tight. I got it still tight on the mic. I got it still tight. This rap is straight trash. I call him Kim Kardashian. You're famous because your ass. Niggas on the internet are nothing but haters and weirdos. Tyler the Creator, nigga. I do this with a passion. MCs never breathe again. Tony Braxton. At your whack ass rapper show, I'm laughing. I'm on point like a javelin. Ugly face, a place where we're all starts. Nigga, seriously funny. Kevin Hart on my bullshit with poisonous darts. But I bitch ass with a bat like Joe Clark. Huh? I'm the king of my town. You know how I get down when I'm spitting these rounds. Me and automatic, busting the matic. Niggas want the static, get wrapped up in plastic. Niggas, I've been trapping all night on the corner with the hard right. Man, I lived a hard life, but on the block I got still tight, still tight, still tight. Like my girl Brooke, I got it still tight, still tight. I got it still tight on the mic. I got it still tight. These niggas funny, talk about how much they trap, man. Your money, young, push you in the background. Mac Main, dude, suspect. I really doubt him. They should be screaming out the name of Lil B. Alvin. You bitches can't conceive like you on a pill. While y'all on one, I'm on a mill. Really? It's the snitches that I fucking hate. All they do is sing, like that nigga Drake. How you a grown man running the jake? Why don't you get a backbone, for goodness sake? I take your girl to the highest, dissect her like science. I'm supposed to get work like an appliance, with ugly face of lions. Me and Sick Kick, it's like Jordan and Pip, and he's rock my old chick. I'll call your condom the way y'all wrapped around my dick. Shit, this girl that wants the shaft from me. My cock gets off more than Casey Anthony.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure you go check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Slugga. All right, at the end of the day, Jersey, what's going on? What's going on? Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. She's actually from Jersey, too. Nah, 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 nah. But anyway, Make sure you hit up the website. Like I said, airoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Back K 2.0. I'll be on Thursday, 1 to 3, with Vicky Knight and DJ Ismatic. We play all hip-hop over there. So go to my website. If y'all want more info, click on the link, Back K 2.0, and it'll direct you to the website. You can get all the information in case you missed it. And actually, official Stack Radio is my new radio show on Saturday, 12 to 3 on 91.7. Y'all can also go to Air It Out Radio and click on the link, and it'll take you to one of the pages, and then y'all could, you know, get all the info that y'all need there. I'm sure it's on one of the pages. So, mixtape competition, we see none. I'll be posting that info in a few, and also the Rock and Jocks basketball game with Miss Hustle. Shout out to her. She actually has a cart. For those that don't know who Miss Hustle is, you know, a real positive sister. I like her. She has a radio cart as well. She's a host, and she goes around to different events, and she has her own little things going on too. So she has a lot of promotions and stuff like that. So when y'all come there, have y'all CDs and stuff, like she has a cart, like I said, she'll push y'all stuff. So make sure y'all come with all y'all promotion. And I'm sure she'll probably be at, I'm going to try to get her to come to the Back End 2.0 thing so y'all can meet her there too. And y'all can give us some stuff too. All right, shout out to Microphone Criminal. He'll be at the events as well doing some interviews, trying to get a couple people there so y'all can get as many interviews from different radio stations as possible. That's how I do. You know, anybody want to get down with me, definitely hit me up. Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, or if you know my phone number, which some of y'all do, some of y'all don't, haha, you know, if you hit me up, text me, or email me, whatever the case is, and let me know what you want to do, because I'm all for a promo at the end of the day. And, see, let me see anything else I want to tell y'all. Oh, yeah, Back End 2.0 will be at the Black and Nobel March 17th from 7 to 9, and that's $5 to get in, artists to perform on track. And that's pretty much it. I got some other things coming up too, the Villa event and also the meet and greet. So definitely stay tuned for that. And I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping and what I can get into. If blog allows me, you know, it's all about this blog's world. At the end of the day, I just work here. At the end of the day, blog runs shit. Okay. If y'all want to send me some tracks and some drops, make sure y'all send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. If y'all want to send me some drops, like I said, itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Also, that mixtape that's going to be done, DJ Wait a Minute is going to be doing his things on the ones and two. And we're going to try to turn it into an actual DVD mixtape. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck at the end of the day. So definitely make sure y'all tune into that and get y'all promo one because it's free. All y'all got to do is tweet. Like, how easy is that? All right? So I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. And I'm going to go to 1910.
It's your boy Dante Diesel, Cartel 215.
Fire! You what's know what? How is that? Oh, it's not you.
I'm in my bag right now. I'm just good. I'm good right now. I'm feeling good.
You been drinking?
No, I don't drink. Everybody on this line, I don't smoke and drink. I'm good. But, no, I've been working on this beat all night, so, like, my head is pounding. You know, I got the new album coming out. It's called Amplifier, Amplifire. So it's going to be crazy. And this one, you know, I'm producing the whole joint, but I got some features on there. My man Sandman from Cannons Inc. I got a Kid Nice from South Philly working on getting some other people on this joint. But it's the whole CD is going to be inspired by different, like, genres of music. Like, I got Ultramagnetic MCs. I got a couple of cuts.
Ultramagnetic MCs?
Ultramagnetic MCs, yeah. I see, okay. That's hip hop. That's a history in hip hop right there.
Yeah, I see.
They had a lot of beats you hear today is inspired by them right now. I got some inspiration by Herbie Hancock. I'm quite sure that name probably.
Yeah, who don't know Herbie Hancock? Hello? Okay, he dropped his call. Alright. So anyway, Air It Out Radio, make sure you check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press the 1 if y'all choose to talk, because that's the only way that I'll be able to get to you at the end of the day. So, okay. All right, here you just, well, Dante Diesel, he just dropped again for some reason. All right, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. 1832, you back again with the bill.
Poetry in Motion.
Poetry in Motion?
Yes, I'm here to, I rushed off so fast off the line the first time, I had to come back and bless y'all with some bars.
I know. You said I didn't get a chance to spit, so I didn't even rush you off, but...
No, I rushed myself off. It was not you at all.
Okay. All right, cool.
So,
well,
you want me, can I get in my LL and for the ladies?
Get in your LL.
All right, I'll lick my lips and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so this for the grown and sexy. Work 2 jobs so the kids is happy. Grind through school. Shorty, I see you. Keep doing what you do. And that body husky. Trust me. I ain't never been known as a scrub, never too gangster to dance. We can cut a little rug, long as you ain't trying to judge, because the thugs show me love, and to make ends meet, move a couple of drugs. Don't grind on me too hard, might rattle the snub. After we sit the jack, we can take it to the hub, or the Marriott, however you want it done. You ain't never got a guess, I'ma tell you from the jump. 1, I gets busy. 2, no rookie. 3, grown enough to tell you I eat pussy. A, love money. B, will share. Last but not least, you ain't got to braid my hair. I just wanted to go in for the ladies one time.
Yeah,
no,
said,
let me
get
some real
that?
Bars. That wasn't even really no bars. That was just on my
that
mind.
That wasn't no bars?
No, that was no bars.
That wasn't no bars?
Said,
that was the LL bar, right?
That was my LL. You know, I had for
okay.
Valentine's Day. People who actually follow believe that that's an actual
okay.
holiday.
You know what? Tell them again what's your name and where they can reach you at.
Oh, I'm sorry. S.Dot for Life for the number. Not the letters. You can hit me on Twitter, Facebook, or Reverb Nation at the same name. February 24th, XO Lounge. I will be in the building, and I'm performing live. And I definitely got your large already ordered.
You know what? You better have my large, too, or Smacks is coming your way.
That's crazy. I don't even like Smacks, but I'm going to definitely have your shirt
Smacks
ready
are
for
good.
You.
Smacks are good. Don't knock the Smacks.
Oh, well, I mean, it depends on where you're smacking it and how
you're
smacking
it. There you go.
You know what? Let's not even take it there right now.
Yeah, there you go. But, like, you never know when you're going to get smacked. Now, when you get smacked in the face, that's not a good smack. But if you get smacked on the ass or whatever, yeah, that's a good thing.
I don't really need my ass.
You know what?
I don't mind smacking the ass for 2 of my day, but I don't really need my ass.
There you go. There you go.
I come into the bedroom already, so. Anyway.
So next
can I live for him one time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. 20 minutes to game time, game face, game on, gangrene, go get it, Mr. Ready in rare form, airborne, autopilot, much knowledge, headstrong, hating on the person that's on top, dead wrong, never that, it's your world soon as you stop that, raised in the city, stay wherever my pop at, chill how my dad does, mad love, OG, school me to the game, paid attention, watch closely, mostly, like butter, baby, I'm so toasty. X-nay on that dumb shit when you approach me. Slow bread better than no bread, supposedly. They say I'm just like the old me. Consistent, no days off. Sleep when I'm dead. Spend them if you got them. Real money, never scared. When it's your time, 6 down or upstairs. And you might be ready, but you will never be prepared. Me to a lot of cats, no compare. You see how Kane did Abel. Aces around and a run hitting the table. Cutthroat, up close, so much you see the gun smoke. Happily rich, legit, it's no fun, bro. Nope. I seen this world turn facts into fables, coke into crack, then turn that into a label. Grams always be in demand like cable. Philly nigga, always more horses than the stable. Reflect when they praise you. Haters take shots. If anything, they might graze you. Never let them grave you. When it hit the fan, only thing that's going to save you is tough skin, Teflon, unbreakable, or your imprint on life untraceable. Ready to blow, delayed detonation. Poetry in Motion, part 2, thanks for waiting. Till I'm hellbound, the conversations with Satan, nor a date with the maker, I savor. Every day, never take for granted what's given. It could all be gone in a New York minute. I strive to deem, but still been sinning. Charlie Sheen winning, or at least my definition. Impeccable flow, thanks to heavy repetition. 31st anniversary, limited edition. Working, they must have gone fishing. Kelly Rowe motivated, man on the mission. Strategic kill, and I'm going for the submission. Mind on money, honorable intention. intentions. Did I mention I got a fetish for money and dark-skinned women? Mind frame, make lemonade, you give me lemon. Fly eagles, fly guys since Clyde Simmons was a bird of Iron Michael, still married to Robin Givens. No pun intended. Poetry in motion, pressure bust pipes, no antidotes or potions for weak notions or excuses for no lotion. Shorty let me turn her juice box into the ocean.
Okay. I was looking for my button. I couldn't find that motherfucker. You looking?
You push the button over?
Yeah, it's a little button. I've been dying to do it all. Like, I haven't did it in a while. So, you know,
I'm so
y'all
glad you couldn't find the button.
Look,
so glad you
believe
the button.
Me, I was trying to get it. I was like, motherfucking Bob. But, yeah, you know, your time is officially over. That's what it says. But,
respect.
Yeah, so give them your info, where they can reach you at, and all that good stuff.
At S. For Life, for the number, not the letters. Hit me on Twitter, Facebook, or Reverb Nation. February 24th, EXO Lounge, 10 p.m., 2 a.m., $10 at the door, $20. I'm sorry, $10 tickets, $20 at the door. I got a lot going on.
Damn, 20 boys. Okay.
That's why you got to get me first for the ticket.
Okay.
Makes all
there
the sense
go.
In the world.
Okay.
I don't like paying $20 for getting away either. So hit me with a ticket. Find me to get a ticket. $10.
Okay. I never been to the EXO Lounge, so I have to come out there one day.
Yeah. And now you got a reason.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So
there you go. All
right, babe. Well.
All right, man. Be safe, man.
All right, you too.
All right.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and y'all can always hit me up. Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio at the end of the day. And if you're interested in any of the activities that I got going on, make sure y'all hit me up or go to the website. Everything is all on the left-hand side when y'all go on. I see Dante Diesel made it back on. I'm going to go down to him and see what's going on with him. We got cut off. I don't know what happened. So like I said, check out the website. AirDotRadio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to my boy, Microphone Criminal. This show is on Mondays, the Next Level Show. A lot of people have been on here. I actually like the show myself. So shout out to him for doing his thing, and I really appreciate him jumping on, you know, to support Air It Out Radio at the end of the day. And, like, I'm all for that promotional shit. So if y'all want to fuck with me, definitely hit me up. We can try to work something out and, you know, go from there. Official Snack Radio, Saturday, 12-3 on 91.7. Got canceled last week. Shannon Greer will be putting it down. She's going to be singing Young Boy, which is one of my favorite songs. I love that song. So, and the song is not about you being a young boy. It's about you being a young boy, like, on a, you know, if you can't provide as a man, like that type of young boy, like you a young boy, like you don't need to be fucking with me if you can't do this for me, this, that, da, da, da. So I like that joint. So anyway, Shannon Greer will be putting it down. R&B Irv is supposed to be sliding through too, so hopefully we can get him to come down. He'll be coming from Jersey. So anyway, make sure y'all tune into that. Back at 2.0 is Thursday, 1-3 on the same station, 91.7. And Rocket Shop basketball game. I'm so excited about that, Joy. You never know who's going to come through. And other things I got planned for that. So I'm going to hit up the line. 19 done. Dante,
he's
going back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Blog Talk, every time you start talking some real stuff, Blog Talk want to cut you off. I know how that goes. But like I was saying, basically the new album, Amplifier, is basically... I got a lot of genres of music that I'm tapping into in production-wise. Like I said, Herbie Hancock, Ultra Magneta MCs, John Coltrane. I'm tabling a little bit of everything, but I'm keeping the beats for the day. But I'm learning how to actually incorporate that music, that soul music, back into hip-hop. So it's definitely something to listen to. If you've been following me on Twitter and Facebook, you will see I got some new cuts up now. My new joint for this month is called Heavyweight. Definitely getting some spins from a lot of major DJs. Actually, not just in the region, you know, across the country right now. I got a DJ email list of like 1,800 DJs that I've been getting over the years, you know what I'm saying? So right now I've been getting a lot of great feedback from the singles that I've been putting out. And, you know, I got a...
couple of singles on Twitter right now that's popping, doing good in the sponsorship programs and stuff like that. So, I mean, the whole movement right now is real good on the music side. You know, we're still doing, still got the movie coming up, the movie premiere. We're yeah. looking at a date in April. So shout out to Machete King, shout out to E. Burner, shout out to Cashmere, shout out to Black Cancer, shout out to you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, sister.
Yeah.
And shout out to everybody that was in the movie, Dakota Black, Last Donna, my man Rome. I just did two videos for him. He doing great right
shout
now.
Shout out to Rome.
Yeah, shout out to Rome, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists, like I said, Dakota Black, a lot of artists that was in the movie, man. The movie definitely premiered, definitely going to be a good look, you know what I mean, because the film festival is coming up this year. We're definitely going to be in that. So
are you going to have it at the same place?
No, you're probably going to have it at the same place because we're going to try the Clef Club, but the Clef Club, they're trying to charge an arm and a leg. So at the end of the day, I can't charge my people like $20 a ticket when I'm asking them to get the movie, go to the movie because the movie's going to be on DVD. So, you know, we're trying to do a couple of things, and I can't hit my people over the head with all them prices. So I told the Clef Club, you know, it's not a good look, and we might just have it at the other place like we did before because the price is much low. Mm-hmm. So that got the movie going on, got the music going on, got a couple of artists that I'm managing and producing right now. Like I said, I'm working with Last Donna, Dakota Black, my man Jay Sean, and Miss Caddy, Trinity from West Philly. Might be looking for some other people that to work with because I'm really like we like in boot camp with everybody. I'm teaching them how to do their BDSs, the copyrights, and how to get this money on their own. You know what I'm saying? Without worrying about a label coming at them and stuff like that. And it's really easy to do once you have everything set up. So I'm in boot camp with them, teaching them that because that's valuable information. A lot of artists don't even know how to do it themselves. So I'm definitely in boot camp with them, you know. And it's a love situation with that. What else going on? Definitely got to keep following me. Like, a lot of stuff going on. I'm dealing with a lot of people. Great hookup with my man Reed Dollars. Great, do some videos with him. Right now, my grind is effortless. People are like, damn, how you do all this shit, Q? It's like, at the end of the day, really, it's just concentration, man. Like I said, I don't smoke and I don't drink, so, like, my mind is clear. Like, I know exactly what I want to do, how I want to help people. Everybody that's reaching out to me, I show love to them. You know what I'm saying? I just had my man Kid Nice over here tonight. Me and him just did a track on me. Shout out to my man Boy Bubby. Bubby came over the other day. He's
Bubby
definitely
who? You Boy Bubby?
Your boy Bubby.
Okay.
Yeah, he definitely came over. He on a track with
Bubby,
him. Kid
you Nice. Boy Bubby be making his moves silently.
But you know what? I had to get on these dudes' neck. Like, at the end of the day, everybody don't live too far from me. So at the end of the day, when I tell them, I say, stop frauding. Come see your boy, Dante Diesel. And they just come through, you know what I mean? I done had plenty of people in my crib. I mean, I can go on for days from big names to small names, but I ain't going, you know, it ain't no need to throw names out because it ain't about that. It's just about showing love for real. So
right.
At the end of the day, you know what I mean, people come through and they lay their tracks and then they be out, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody there, man. They want to network, man. Like, if you really down, like, with the movement. Hello?
We here.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, if you really down with the movement, you know what I'm saying, send me a track. I mean, hit me up or whatever, man. I ain't a fraud dude. Like, if you send me a track and you want me to get on it, let's get it. Let's get it in, you know what I mean? I've been on plenty of people's tracks on Air It Out. So at the end of the day, let's make it happen, you know what I'm saying? So we're doing that. I don't know, man. I got so much going on. We can go on dates. But that topic, as far as that's concerned, let's just say this, as far as that topic is concerned.
Uh-oh.
When we step out, I'm going in a different angle right now. I'm going to say this. If you step out of America, you're going to learn a whole lot of things. Like, I don't know the situation as far as the news tell you one thing and it could be a whole different other thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the rumors about Whitney and how she was, you know what I'm saying, in the room and Ray J found her and that wasn't true and all that. So sometimes we get news kind of corrupted. But if you go out of in Europe, man, they got naked commercials. You know what I'm saying? So kids see nakedness all day, and when you go overseas, And then over there, they drink wine, like, as a beer thing. Over here, if you drink wine, it's like you're a drunk, you're alcoholic, you this, you that, and you third, you know what I'm saying? So perspective is perspectives, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I don't condone, because we grew up a certain way in America, I don't condone certain things, but at the end of the day, like, you don't know what her situation was and how they lived their life and whatever the case may be. I'm quite sure she ain't finaling her nephew and different things like that. So when
right.
you look at it from that perspective, I think it was just – I don't like paparazzi all the time. You know what I'm saying? I like them for the exposure when you out in the open and doing your thing and trying to get that exposure. But when you trying to come in my crib and sneaking in trees and taking private shots of my just me living life, then, you know, I don't agree with that. I don't condone that.
That's part of the gig, though, like, at the end of the day. You know, they, like, people don't want, like, celebrities don't want that part of it, but then they want them to take pictures of them when they out and about and when they promoting shit. So it's like a give and take type of thing.
It is a give and take, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's privateness. When you talk about, you know what I mean, being with your family and stuff like that, and I think that's why Jay-Z and them pay so much money to keep, you know what I mean, paparazzi out their face, you know what I'm saying, and, unless they want to show pictures and stuff like that. So, I mean,
they should make a law, though, for, you know, people, you know, that they have to stay a certain length of feet away from them and their kids. Like, at the end of the day, like, they got to have some kind of privacy.
I mean, look what Michael Jackson did. He had to cover his kids' face until they got of age in order for to keep the pictures out the tabloids. Like, it was crazy. Like, I don't know. It's just, I think where we are in America, it's a lot of freedom. And I like freedom. Don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's just, it's no limitations to it. It's like no boundaries, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you just got to be cautious and careful the things that you do. So I would just say to... about the situation that she should have just been a little bit more cautious. But at the end of the day, it's like, what's the fine line? Like, she's just living her life. You know, she ain't expecting nobody to be taking pictures of her. So, you know.
No.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I don't know. Like I said, if you step out of America, you're going to find some. If you can step out of Philadelphia, you're going to find some crazy stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Some people don't even make it past their block. So if you can step out of Philadelphia, you're going to see a whole different world, man. Like, it's things going on out here that you'd be like, what? I ain't never seen that, you know what I mean? But it's happening,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's just a different lifestyle. Everybody got a different lifestyle. So that's the only thing I got to say
right.
on that.
Okay.
You know, I just wanted to definitely give a shout-out to you and all the females. You know what I mean? Happy Valentine's Day to all of
y'all. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing for your boo, or if you got a boo for Valentine's Day?
I got to take a trip. You know what I'm saying? I'm going all the way to Maryland, you know what I'm saying? And I got to do some things down there. And I don't know if they listen, so I don't want to talk about it on the air, really. So, at the end of the day, I'm doing something. I got something going on.
You need to mess yourself up. You said they. Like, you said, I don't know, it's they listening.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just going to say, you know what I'm saying, I got some things planned. So at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
That's what I want to look.
As I got older, now when I was young buck, I was doing the side joint thing. I ain't going to front. Like, when I was a young buck, I was really doing my thing. But as I got older and wiser, like, it don't pay to have a side joint, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much involved
right.
with it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to...
Too much work, right?
Yeah, not just the work involved. Like, it's more like, where your morals at? You know what I'm saying? Like, as you get older, you're going to get morals. Like, some people don't have that. You know what I mean? Some people do and some people don't. Like, so it's like, if you're going to do something, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, that's your prerogative or whatever. But as you get older, you ain't got time for all that. You know what I'm saying? My life's too complicated now as it is, just with living life. You know what I mean? Going to school. Shout out to me because, you know, I've been on the dean's list for a year and a half now, and they just finally gave me my award. So, shout out to me on that, you know what I'm saying?
Congrats.
But my life is just too hectic right now. I ain't got time to be, like, having side joints and this, that, and the thing. Like, it's just...
Yeah, it just seems like it's too much work at the end of the day. You got to do too much work.
It's definitely too much work, but, it's just, like, the morals of it. Like, is it ethical? Like, would you want somebody to do that to you, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, nah. Yeah, I mean, karma is a mother. You know what I'm saying? You know, what you do, she'll come back to you trifold, like, for real. Like, so if you be nasty to people, expect that to come back to you. And don't ask why. just remember your lifestyle, how you live. You know what I'm saying? So
there you go. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Treat others the way you want to be treated. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my whole thing. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to keep it gully. Keep it
and
true.
And smack for any dude that does not treat their lady good all year long. Okay, don't wait for like a special event like this for it to actually go down and do something nice. So smack for you if you don't treat your lady good all year long. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you gotta wait for Valentine's Day. That's so corny.
True that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. True that. You know, I believe that. You know what I mean? But other than that, music, definitely gotta keep focused. You know what I mean? Dante Diesel definitely making moves, and I don't want y'all to be like, yo, he's selling me out. You know what I mean? He ain't calling me, or he ain't doing this, or whatever. Y'all gotta learn to reach out too, like, cause you know your boy be very busy. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a lot. I'm running a business now, like really. Trifold, like,
he's running
a
business.
Yeah, like, but you know, I'm really in my bag right now. Like, it's crazy how much work is coming my way because of the moves that I'm making. So,
right.
At the end of the day, it's like hard to.
You know what? Can I give you a suggestion for the movie thingy? I said for the movie thingy. Idea just to keep the promotional aspect of it. Maybe I know this is time consuming, but maybe you should like cut little snippets of everybody. Like I know you started doing that, but like somebody like me, take my little part, chop it up, and you know put fire in there. Like you know how like when people go to say if I'm going to go on the Monique show, and they'll say yeah this is just the snippet from you know fires and the snippet of that. You know what I mean? Let's see it right now. So if you can do everybody individually so everybody can keep promoting it and keep the shit going on until the actual premiere is popping, that might be useful too, you know, at the end of the day, because then everybody's still keeping it going. If you give everybody their own individual promotion, like not all together, they'll promote it more because it's all about them. You know, unfortunately, I know it's a lot of work, but it would definitely keep everything, you know, in motion until the event, you know.
Yeah,
I know it's a lot of work, though.
It is a lot of work, and maybe I have to give them, like, a 30-second snippet or something like that.
Yeah, just something small where it's, you know, about every individual person, because it'll keep the promotion going until
the actual event. It sounds like a good move, but then I might give away the whole movie if I do that, right?
No, you wouldn't, because it's a whole lot to it. You just give, like, the main features. Like, say if it's just me, my part, like, you know, just show my part with me. Fire chick, and then show like when the movie premieres come in and da 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 da, and you know keep it moving, and then give everybody like Dupree and any burners and like Cancer and whoever else is Machete King, give everybody a little snippet, 30 seconds or whatever cases, and keep it going.
Actually, I could do a double for them because they both in the same scene, so I could probably do something like that. Yeah, all right, yeah, you know what? I'm going to work. You know, good suggestion. Shout out to Fire Chick because you know why? She come up with the raw suggestions and make a brother work even harder. So now I got to go back to the lab and work even harder. Thank you very much for the suggestion, you know what I'm saying? They ain't up putting more work on my plate. You know what I mean? That's why I can't get to everything. Because you always put more work on my plate. But that's
you know
okay, though. You know, a brother grinding, you know what I'm saying? I got to do what I got to do. You know what I mean?
Well,
shout out to my
man, Tracy. It would definitely help you because then that's something else you don't have to do, like even though you're cutting it up. But then, you know, somebody like me is going to promote it like crazy, you know, because it's just all about me. Unfortunately, that's the way it kind of is with this world. Like artists is like, well, I need you all about me. So if it ain't all about them, then they really don't want to push it as much, unfortunately. So, like, if you have it specifically about them, they can show it to their friends, and they'll push it harder versus having 50 niggas in there, and then they got to wait till they get to the actual part. And who's going to sit there and look through all that to get to their part to get bored? You know, where you at, yo? Like, I don't see you. You shoot all the way to the back. So...
All right, that's a good look.
Yeah.
I think in the trailer, though, I try to put, like, everybody in the trailer, though. I really did.
I know, but, like, I know you did, but, like, if it's individually, people were promoted more. Like, you know, I think they were promoted more because it's all about them, you know, more so, versus having everybody in there. And some snippets was really, really quick. You can, like, blink and you miss them.
All right, I tell you what, if we're going to do this, everybody, so I won't be wasting my time doing it, everybody that's in the movie, if you on the line right now, Cashmere, E. Burners, Machete King, all y'all listening, email me and let me know that y'all want that part so then I can start working on your specific part because I ain't going to do it for everybody and everybody don't want it and then I did all that work for nothing. So email me, You know what I mean? You got my email. Email me, and I'll do that part for y'all, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that y'all have it, you know what I mean, so y'all can promote it and do y'all thing. All right? So,
there you go. See? Boom.
Done deal. Thanks to Fire for bringing more work to the plate. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely get in the basketball game for free. It's all good.
You sure will. All right, y'all gonna see Dante Diesel performing in the basketball game.
Yo, it's going down, and I'm only playing for 2 minutes because you know I can't be running up and down the court.
It's not gonna be long. It's not gonna be long. Trust me, they ain't gonna be in there sweat for no hour or nothing. It's gonna be real quick games, you know, because I want to have a couple games in there. So it's definitely gonna be quick. So
yeah, I'm playing rough out. I'm definitely staying down one side of the court, so it's going down.
All right. Well, make sure you tweet it out, you know, and go through that and help a sister out with the promo and we'll get them.
Well, you know I'm going to do that. That's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But definitely the hottest show in the nation. Oh, you know, I wanted to sing my new song today so bad, but it got after 5 o'clock and it was a done deal, so I'm so mad. But y'all got to get with it. If you want on Twitter or you on Facebook, check out my new joint. It's called Heavyweight. That joint is crazy. It's definitely getting love. And if you've been showing love and downloading my tracks, I love y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? And if you haven't got a whiff of it yet, check it out. It is definitely blazing. But I guess tonight we're going to get into what? Why Not? Did I send you that one? Why Not?
No.
Okay. Oh, all right. So actually, you have nothing.
I think you be thinking you be sending me stuff. You be like, I know I sent it to her.
You know,
right.
I guess I sent it to all so many DJs. I'm figuring, well,
I get it last.
Cut it out. All right, yeah, that's all you got is the puppy joint. So, what you want?
What'd you say?
You got the fast one or you got the slow one?
I don't know. I didn't know it was a certain speed.
Yeah, it's one you got. It's a twerk joint, you know what I'm saying, for, you know what I mean, up-tempo joint, and then you got the you know, the mainstream joint.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, so I guess you only got the mainstream joint, because that's the one you played last time. So, all right, well, you know, we're still down with that. That's definitely going to be on the album. And check out make sure y'all look forward to the new coming album. Forthcoming album is called Amplifier. Going to get into this track. It's called Let Me See Them Puppies. It's about my man came out the bank and just his whole mindset was all rearranged, and he just came home and he saw a girl for the first time, and the first thing he said was, "Let me see them puppies." So check this joint out. You know what I mean? Definitely a good little message to it. And right out on the hottest show in the world. You know what I'm saying? This is that chick Fire. You officially been smacked. That's what it is. It's your boy Dante Diesel.
I told you, Black don't like you.
Oh, man. Let me find out. I don't feel bad, though, because you got a couple of people like that tonight, so I don't feel bad.
It's going down. Let me see my puppies. But it's, you know, Blog, you be talking, I'll be like, okay, yes, I'm going to get into it. And then Blog be like, you got to refresh me. No.
Yeah, I see how that goes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, don't forget
this
before you. IllaDellStyles.com, IllaDellStyles.com. If you want to get on the website, man, if you need more promotion, definitely hit my email up at jquick@IllaDellStyles.com and definitely see if we can get you some promo on the website because I have major people coming to me. We definitely going to have a TV show also. I didn't want to get into that because that's a lot, but we're going to have a TV show and definitely we'll be on on the Comcast and Fios Network. I mean, so it's going down. I got a lot of stuff going on. Oh yeah, no, my man got he got his own station, and he just gave me free reign to do a TV show as well as show my movies on his station. So it's going down, and we're talking about a 24-hour station. So definitely.
Oh, that's
get a
the
lot.
One you was telling me about.
Yeah, definitely. That's
okay.
Definitely going down, and I'm just right now. I'm just trying to come up with a new show that was going to house some of the new artists, underground artists, as well as some mainstream things that I already recorded and stuff. So I'm just trying to come up with a name for the show, but I'm working on it. Y'all better stay in my loop, man. Don't be frauding on your boy. You got the song ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this your boy Dante Diesel, you know what I'm saying? You're checking out the hottest show in the nation, Air It Out Radio, with that chick fire. You have officially been smacked. You're going to get into my latest joint. It's called Let Me See Them Puppies. Right here. You heard it first.
There it is, Air It Out Radio.
Well,
I don't like you.
Yeah. Cartel 215 and all that. Dante Diesel. It's for my homies locked down in the bin. When y'all come home, I got something for y'all to rock to. Feel me? My man came home from the bin. Long time in, so he home to do his thing. So I gotta acclimate his senses. Take him to the spot. Let him get a shot of the rosé. The rock, diddy bop. Now we bout to jump into this block. Off to the spot where the players go. He like Deacon cause my song on the radio. He like Diesel. Where them hell them chicks at? I'm like, damn, this is how you get back. So I took him to the Onyx. Some of them chicks, they be hooked on Phonics. He was down from the gate. Cause anything look good when you upstate. He seen a fly little guppy. Walked up to us, said, let me see them puppies. 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 Girl, show me what you got. Let me see them puppies. Let me see them puppies. Let me see them puppies. Girl, show me what you got. Let me see them puppies. Let me see them puppies. Let me see them puppies. Girl, show me what you got. Let me see them puppies. Let me see them puppies. Let me see them puppies. Girl, show me what you got. So I took him to the after spot. He was high, I was high, we both was rock. But on some common cool-ish, didn't want Po-Po beating with the knife. Pop one more bottle, filling every sip for my brand new bravado. And this 45 killing me, keeps stinging on my hip like a killer bee. Hit me, tried to get some munchies and the clerk tried to zip me. I'm on point though, and my homie riding shotgun. All I know, he was having a lot of fun. We in the parking lot chilling, he in the mood for some sexual healing. He seen a fly little puppy, walked up to a sit, let me see them puppies. Let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, let me see them puppies, girl, show me what you got. I know you and you know me, girl. I know you and you know me, girl. I know you. And you know me, girl, I know you, 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 and you know me. Let me say them puppies, let me say them puppies, let me say them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Let me say them puppies, let me say them puppies, let me say them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Let me say them puppies, let me say them puppies, let me say them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Let me say them puppies, let me say them puppies. Let me see them puppies, girl, show me what you got. Just wiggle with it. Just wiggle with it. Just wiggle with it. Just wiggle with it. And let go.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. 7111, I see you there. I know you had to, you pressed one a couple times and you keep dropping off. So I don't know if you're really trying to get on. But anyway, shout out to everybody that tuned in so far. And we're almost at the end of the show. And let me get my promo in here really quick. Back in 2.0, Thursday, 123.91.7. Y'all can catch me again with Ricky Knight and DJ Ismatic. Official Smack Radio, Saturday, 12 to 3 on 91.7. And that's my new show where pretty much, you know, the artists can sing live on the air. Sheena Greer will be a guest. I'm so excited to hear her. To a young boy, and Irv from Jersey from the Takeover Inc. is supposed to be there as well. So he'll be representing Jersey. The mixtape, you know, competition, We See None. I'll be posting the information on that so y'all could get that going. Rock and Jock basketball event with me and Miss Hustle, April the 28th, 3 to 6. I'm really excited about that. I'm telling you right now. Okay, it's going to be my first official Rock and Jock, you know, basketball game. So I'm really excited about that, and it's going to be a lot of people out there, so you never know who's coming through. I'm going to hit the lines up. There you go, 7111. Hopefully, Blog, let me get to you really quick. Okay, let me see. Okay, hold on tight. Okay, there you go. Air Dot Radio, you there?
What's up, Miss Fire? What's going on? It's Miss Hustle Lady. What's going on?
Hey, baby! Yeah, I've been pushing you all day, all night. So.
Oh, man, I've been trying to
I didn't
get
even
work.
Know that was you. I know. I'm so sorry. I didn't even know that was you.
Y'all had the rap on this joint like it was the party line or something.
For those that don't know, this is Miss Hustle. She'll be doing the basketball event with me. I'm so excited.
Good.
Yay!
It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys make sure you step out, have some fun, come out to your element. And if y'all really can ball, step up because, you know, that's some West Philly stuff. So you got to know how to ball.
Exactly. Now, I was trying to tell them a little bit of what you do. So you go in and let everybody know, you know, where they can find you, what you do, and all that good stuff.
You know, I'm this hustle lady, and I beat these streets. That's what I do. I hustle all day, every day, 7 days a week. That's what I do. But I have a company called The Box Radio, and we're an advertising company, but we also are establishing a radio station. And, you know, we're giving young artists the opportunity, like yourself, to, you know, make a name for themselves on the street in a way that hasn't been done before. So we do open mics on the street. We advertise. We do album release parties on the street. Like, we just do anything crazy. We draw so much attention. It's fun. It's off the hook. It's inexpensive. And anything that you think you can come up with, you definitely can talk to me about it, and I'll make it happen. And all you got to do is go on to the page, The Box Radio, like the page. You can see what we do, see all the things that we're into, or you can like Miss Hustle Lady page, M-I-S-S Hustle Lady, and it's just that simple. Get all the information you need. Just like the page, and it's all there. I'm excited
about
what we got
going on,
though.
That's
the
Facebook, Miss Lady?
Okay.
Yes. All right,
cool. Yes.
Girl, you excited? I'm really excited. I'm just like, yes. Woo! I've been talking about it ever since we kind of made like a fish and we got the, you know, spot. So definitely excited, you know.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
When I grew up, I want to be like you anyway.
You silly. But now I've been telling people that, you know, you're doing real positive things. You kind of like me. You give people opportunities. So, you know, shout out to you for that. You know, you're doing your thing. Plus, you're a mom, and, you know, I already respect that as it is. So I know how hard it is as a mom to grind and to do. So,
and I still hustle hard, so it's no excuses for anybody that says that they can't do it. I'm a woman, I got two kids, and I still make it happen. So I don't hear, I take no excuses. That's how I am. Straight up and down, no excuses. I don't hear nothing. But you know, I want to talk about your topic. I don't want to say your little topic, because I hate when people say that to me. They be like, oh, I just want to talk on your little radio show. Really? My little radio show, though?
It'd be a figure of speech, but go ahead.
But I definitely want to talk about your topic, because you know that's what I do with my show, Caribbean94.com and G-Town Radio, Thursday nights, Caribbean94.com. It's something different. We doing hip-hop and R&B, but it's something different, you know, get a little bit of Caribbean flavor in you, because you know I'm a true-born Jamaican. And then, you know, on Wednesdays from 7 to 6, we got gtownradio.com. Having fun. You can also check out our Ustream. So, again, go to the Facebook pages, hit the like button, and you'll see everything. It's all here.
Okay.
Real quick. Your topic. No, it's crazy that chick was sleeping in the bed. Like, that's just wrong, period. Like, everything about that is wrong. A, because of the, you know, her background. It's not like she's just like an innocent mom. This is a person that, you know, she explores her body for a living. So, of course, we wondering what kind of, you know, crazy, perverted type of things you got going on, and why do you need a child to see that? A, you a celebrity. B, your body is already all over television, so why even go that far? See,
right.
That's why our kids corrupted now.
Okay, real quick. Sum it up.
It's just wrong. Yes.
That was it. It's wrong.
That's
all right.
It's wrong, period.
All right. Well, babe, you know, we toward the end of the show. I'm definitely going to, you know, push you a little bit harder. I'm going to get ready to get up out of here. So appreciate
right.
you coming through. And shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that tuned in so far. Appreciate y'all coming through. And make sure y'all check me out on Batcave 2.0 and official Smack Radio as well. And y'all can catch me every Monday, 10 to 1, on the same station right here. And like I said, I'm Magic Fire, and y'all officially been smacked. I love y'all to death.